If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Britney Spears. What about her?
Ah, weird. Hello. Oh my goodness. Hello. Ew. Strong Britney.
This is so exciting. Was that incredible? Britney Spears, everyone. Wow. She is amazing. I mean, she is 25 years old, and she's already accomplished everything she's going to accomplish in her life.
Baby, where's my cigarettes at?
If they're up your ass, you'd know.
What is it about Kevin that makes you love him?
He's so simple.
Kevin, where's the baby?
I don't know. I thought you had.
Why, Britney? Why?
But have you seen Britney's kids? Oh, my God. They are the most adorable mistakes you will ever see.
And now.
I just love funny people. Funny people are great, you know, and
because
so hilarious.
That girl's fat.
Our feature presentation.
Aww. So I wasn't paying much attention overnight, but Britney's kids got taken away because she was fat?
No. I don't think
not
that
because
was
she was
that's
fat.
That's not what we can't really do that. Mm.
But, although you should be able to.
You should, yeah.
No, I think.
That wasn't the case.
She basically, everything the judge, we're going to talk to Harvey within an hour. He'll explain it to us. But everything the judge told her to do when he last saw her and spoke to her, she didn't do. That's what's unbelievable is you'd think if she cared about keeping her kids, which clearly she doesn't, she'd, I don't know, listen to what the judge said and get into some drug counseling and take drug tests and get a driver's license and all the stuff that he said you got to do to keep your kids. And she just ignored every single step.
You get the feeling she's just on this road right now that she can't get off, where she...
Yeah, you do.
She's really... she's got to go out every night. Like, there's some real crisis going on with her.
But when a judge says you must do this and this and this, doesn't everyone pretty much go, all right, well, that's what I have to do now. This sucks.
And yeah, now my back's against the wall. Yeah. I have no choice.
But she did none of it.
No, not everyone.
None of it.
Yeah. None of it.
Lisa's right. There's something that makes a young mother, with or without her kids, and sometimes she takes them, sometimes she doesn't, get dressed and go out and face that throng of paparazzi every single night and go to a different restaurant or nightclub. How about once in a while just staying home and, you know, making some bologna sandwiches and some tater tots, you know, and just sit on the couch with your kids and watching TV?
Does she have to have bologna sandwiches and tater tots?
You could even order out and have someone deliver.
Yes, you could.
That's the world
she
we live in.
She cannot do it.
That seems to me to be about Britney's speed, though, when it comes to the kind of food she eats at home. You know
and
what I'm
Cheetos
saying?
For dessert. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and Cheetos,
of course.
Right. So, I mean, who goes out every single night? A young mother that doesn't have to spend the time and energy taking care of the two kids like most of them do.
And in what world is it kind of good news that Kevin Federline has full custody? I mean, come on.
I mean, he goes out too, right? There's he parties no, a lot.
He is not at all who you want those kids to be with either.
Yeah.
Two bad options.
He has followed the advice of his attorney, clearly, since this custody battle began, because he has remained very low-key.
Yeah, you don't see much
of him. You see him once in a while out, and he behaves himself and doesn't get crazy
goes
home.
There was a time in the very recent past where Kevin Federline actually had to worry about adult problems and had to go out and get a job and wonder when he was going to get his next paycheck to pay bills and do stuff like that. You know, Britney has never had that since the point in her life when she was kind of coming into understanding paying bills, a checking account, anything that has to do with adult life and responsibility. She became a huge star and had a throng of people behind her to take care of all that stuff. Like, at least Kevin Federline has some idea
of
what it's like
right.
to, like, pay rent and the value of a dollar and stuff like, you know?
Yeah. Mm. And certainly there's no lack of people that she can hire to take care of her kids while she's out every night.
Yeah, exactly.
Those parents don't have that option
anyway.
Yeah,
that's how she has the energy to go out is because she's not running around after the kids all day. She's got nannies for that.
Until she puts them in a car and tries to drive them somewhere, which is scary as hell.
Well, anyway, that was the big story overnight or yesterday. And wow.
Yeah.
I know that it's very common. I bet a lot of people move to another state and then wait as long as possible to get the new state's driver's license. Because it's a hassle. You already have a driver. She already has a driver's license from Louisiana. She's in no rush. But once that is discovered and once it's clearly a violation of the law and the judge says get a California driver's license, I don't know. Go ahead and spend the 30 minutes to get a California driver's license.
I think Mike's right, though, in that there's a lot of people who, if they live this life of privilege, she's a star, she's had money for quite a while.
Yep.
You're not used to getting ultimatums and having to follow them. I mean, you can pretty much, you get away with a lot of stuff with the law. You know, maybe a cop will pull you over and let you go because you're famous or whatever. They kind of skate on all that kind of stuff, and they don't have to. If a judge tells us to do something, we go, "Oh man, dear God, how'd I get in this position?"
Yeah,
right.
I better do it and get it, out of the way. But
and getting never a driver's license is not something anyone else can do for her. And wouldn't she have to like get a book and study in some stuff?
Yeah, she probably
okay,
would.
Okay, well,
she'd
right
have to
there.
Learn to read first, and then do that.
That's huge.
Like, sure.
Try to tell a girl that's had police escorts since 16 years old to listen to what the police have to say. I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's no way it gets into her head like a normal human.
Yeah.
Yeah, but having said all that, if a judge says do this or you lose your kids,
well, she dropped them off.
Seems like you do that.
Apparently she's fine with that.
Okay, I can go out more. Thank you, Judge.
Pretty much.
Apparently she will ask Harvey again about this in less than an hour, but apparently she was out partying last night too.
That's what I heard.
Lost the kids, out partying last night.
Wow.
Before we talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, mm-hmm. Ralph is so right that baseball is the greatest sport in the world.
Oh, well, he was not serious when he said that, though.
Well, he may be serious after last night's one-game playoff between the Colorado Rockies and the San Diego Padres. Did you follow it, Kevin?
No, it's baseball.
But baseball rules, you got to remember.
Okay, but
162 games in, you've got two teams vying for one wild card spot, so there's a one-game playoff yesterday in Denver.
So it came down to just that one game after that long of a season.
Yeah, that's 163 cool. games in, it comes down to one game.
That's cool.
And it's one of those unbelievable games where the lead keeps changing. You know, it's 5-4, and then it's 5-5, and then it's 6-7. You know, it just goes on and on like that. Tied up at 6-6 into the 9th and into the 10th, if I recall correctly, and into the 11th and into the 12th.
Oh, man.
Now, this is, you know, you're realizing you're 1 minute away from either going home or going to Philadelphia to play the Phillies in the playoffs, right, on your road to the World Series.
So you're like 5 minutes from the off season.
Exactly. Or elation, right? So San Diego scores, two, Mike, in the top of the 13th?
Yeah.
And then Colorado comes back and scores three in the bottom of the 13th.
Oh, my God.
San Diego to win the game. Two in the top, and you're going, oh, okay, here comes Trevor Hoffman, their ace closer. The guy's been doing it for 20 years. This is what he does. Can't get guys out.
Wow, three
and
runs.
And it ends in a controversial play at home plate. I mean, it couldn't have been more Hollywood.
A throw to the plate with a guy trying to, you know, just hustle it out on a hit.
Yeah, run over the catcher, see if the catcher held.
Well,
the
controversy was whether he even touched the plate.
No,
you know,
no kidding.
It was one of those kind of deals. And of course, as soon as he gets close to the place just erupts, and all the other players run out onto the field. And then what do you do? It was just a mess. But I mean, Colorado had a home run taken back in the game. There was a controversy of whether it went over the fence or if it hit the yellow stripe. You know, I mean, it was one of those.
No,
like
kidding.
Every play was so tense, and every play could make a difference. And Padres ended up having to go home.
That sounds like a great game.
It was.
But here's what we should do is we should cancel the first 162 games.
Mm-hmm.
Just play that one.
Do that.
If all the in any sport, if all the marbles come down to one particular game, you know, if everything's riding on it, it's always exciting. That's why game sevens and hockey are great. And, you know, any of the games that come down to the final game is amazing.
So if you're running the baseball schedule, the first game of the season is a one-game playoff to see who goes on next.
Yeah, sudden death. Just one team wins, one team loses, and then we move on to the playoffs.
I like it.
You can do the whole season in a month that way.
Yes, that's the point.
All right.
Instead of having four-year seasons like they have now.
It was very, very exciting.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday, and it's the 2nd of Mr. Woodcocktober.
Hey.
And we were going to do Ask a Muslim, but we were unable to hook that up yet. We need to get the right person for that.
Yes.
We had a couple of people volunteer. We're not comfortable with the way it went.
All right.
Well, I'll be frank here. You need to be willing
I'll
to
be
go
Tom.
Through.
Oh,
come on!
Yeah!
How do I do it?
Sorry,
what?
Wow.
Badly.
The problem with Ask a Muslim is we need one who's willing to go through the metal detector here at K-Rock before we let him on the air. And so far, we haven't been able to find that.
And we have C4 sniffing dogs. No. No, but we want somebody who actually has you know, reliable information on all different topics concerning. And we weren't comfortable with the people who we had, so we're going to keep trying to track that down. We'll find somebody like that. We do have Window Liquor Nick today on the program.
Finally. Yes. How long has it been?
It's been quite some time. And it's been quite some time because of, can I say it now, like why we couldn't talk to him?
I believe so.
Because there was an MTV show that he was on, and we had to wait till it was over. So anyway, we'll talk to Nick today and find out.
There was an embargo on interviews with the Window Liquor until today.
Also today, stuff you wish you'd never seen. And I give you exhibit number one, the website that Psycho Mike sent us to yesterday in the office.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't. I wasn't here.
Oh, Lisa.
Oh, you gotta look. Lisa, go ahead.
Is it burned in your mind?
We'll do it off the air because I'm not even sure I want to say this on. It was.
Mike.
It's something that I wish I had never seen.
Really?
Yes. Oh. It's just not in any way good.
Thank you for not sending it to me, Mike, because last time you sent me was fmycolostomybag.com.
Oh.
And
no.
Come on.
That's not real.
Mike loves that crap.
Anytime Mike sends a link, ignore it.
Yeah, Lisa, I'm going to come over there and I'm going to dial it up for you in a second, and you're going to love that.
Can't wait.
We're going to talk to an author today. James Fitzgerald wrote a book called The Joys of Smoking Cigarettes.
Huh. Okay.
We need to start. That's what we're saying. We need to start. Harvey Levin, like Bean said, will be on about 6:20 this morning talking to him about Brittany losing the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you heard the interview yesterday with Jed the Fish talking about his entries on YouTube.
I heard. I didn't understand it.
But and we liked Jed a lot. But he goes through times where he goes bye-bye and no one can understand what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of them.
He's turned into President Reagan in the last year of his life.
Oh my God. That brought my mind to a complete halt.
That was one of his entries. Also, we're going to talk about the Hard Rock Park that Ralph was telling you about, this amusement park that has a Hard Rock theme.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you about that this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. One of my favorite new shows, maybe my favorite new show, is The Reaper. And it's on the CW. It's on tonight, Tuesday nights. And we have Ray Wise, who's the actor that plays the devil.
Oh, he's great.
So brilliantly on that show. We have him on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show. And let's see. What else do we have? That's about it. We also have your tickets to see Paramore and a chance to qualify to spend Thanksgiving with Paramore in Nashville.
Okay.
And by the way, I was thinking about this overnight because we were kind of mocking what a bad idea it seemed to be. I think I'd rather spend Thanksgiving with Haley than my family.
A lot of people would.
I think I'm going with that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she's a draw. That's for sure.
Your family annoys you.
Mm.
She's Haley.
I was just thinking in terms of how much snow there might be. That was my only point.
Well, some people like snow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not one of them, but some people do. But Haley will melt it, so that's no problem
there
at all.
There you go.
5:43. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next. Dynamite Hack on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 5:49.
Ralph Garmin is here with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday. Ralph, I know you're as excited as I am counting down the hours. 14 hours, 9 minutes till the debut of Caveman on ABC.
Yay!
Tonight's the night. Come on, man. What are you, high?
Oh, I forgot to put that in my tea.
Oh, me too. What a surprise.
Oh, because they're
Caveman
in
an insurance commercial. They made it. TV show.
A caveman would have to club me over the head and drag me into his cave and force me to watch that movie. A TV show, rather. I'm not doing it with my own free will. No way.
But by all accounts, at least it's bad.
Right. It's got that going for it. The buzz is horrible. Shall we move forward?
We shall.
Let's. Before I get into the Showbiz Beat, I have got a 4-pack of tickets to the special K-Rock screening of We Own the Night.
Yes.
Starring Joaquin Phoenix, Mark Wahlberg, Robert Duvall, and Eva Mendes. Debuts in theaters October 12th. You get to see it before anybody else at the special K-Rock screening Thursday, October the 11th. If you'd like to go, I have got 5 of these 4-packs. If that makes any sense. It's like a 20-pack. 5 winners will get a 4-pack of tickets. So you get to take 3 of your friends to the special K-Rock screening. Call now, 1-800-520-1067. Callers, let's make the first 5 callers. First 5 callers get a 4-pack of tickets to the special K-Rock screening of We Own the Night, which looks very The Departed-esque.
Does.
Yes, very much
and
so.
And that's all right with me, because I love that movie a lot. And Mark Wahlberg was in that one, too.
Yep.
So he's in the underworld these days. He's in the underworld. Did you guys see Heroes last night?
No, I take it.
Oh!
Stop it. What? Every week you do this.
Well, watch it.
And every week we say,
most
no.
regular people watch television.
We're not regular.
And then
regular.
They go to the office tomorrow and they talk about, oh, did you see this last night? I'm the only guy in the world who goes to his office and they go, oh, we can't talk about it.
Yeah, but I'm not saying don't talk about it. I'm fine with it.
We found out some very interesting information about Claire.
Oh.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Not only can she come back to life, you know, can she regenerate, can she
she can do it.
But she can grow limbs back. Hi, how are you? Boom!
Wow.
You mean after they're cut off?
Yeah.
Wow.
Hi. That's what I'm saying.
Wow.
She goes into a class, a biology creepy. Class, and she's watching this thing about lizards so they can regrow limbs after they lose them. Like, you know, a lizard gets his arm cut off, he grows another one.
Right.
She goes, wait a minute, I've got similar regeneration gifts. Maybe my evolution is like that. Maybe that's how my genetics work. So she tests it out.
She cuts off her arm.
She cuts off her pinky toe.
Oh, her pinky toe.
She's painting her nails at home. She goes, She looks at her toes. She grabs a pair of scissors.
Oh.
Clip. Ding. Pinky toe goes flying across the room.
Wow.
And then she's like, oh, crap. Grow back.
If it didn't.
Yeah, it would have been funny.
I guess not.
But, yeah.
Psycho Mike, she's the perfect woman for you. You could dominate her as much as you want, and she would grow back. She couldn't get hurt.
She'd just heal up. Just heal right up. That's what she'd do.
Yes, she would.
Let's take a look at the news, shall we? Of course, the big story is Britney Spears, but you guys covered the crap out of that this morning, right?
Britney Spears.
I'm going to move on.
More on.
Here's an interesting piece of news. Lindsay Lohan is drinking and doing drugs in rehab.
No. Oh, good.
According to Star Magazine. No wonder she doesn't want to leave. The actress has already tested positive, according to Star Magazine, for cocaine at least once. And they say staffers are sneaking her in vodka to stay on her good side.
What?
Just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
Wow.
My God.
I love Utah. I'm going to move here. Remember when she says she's going to buy some property. Now yeah. I know why. Apparently they're taking care of her. Meanwhile, Lindsay's dad, Michael Lohan, arrived in Utah last night, according to Access Hollywood. He says he wants to spend 5 days of quality time with his daughter at the Cirque Lodge while she's undergoing treatment. Plus, he's heard they get the best blow there. So he's looking forward to hanging out with her and making sure she's healthy and happy.
Sure.
More celebrity drug use. George Michael. You remember George Michael?
Oh, my
sure.
God.
Sure, forget.
From Wham and all his big solo songs, and then his career went down the toilet, and he fell asleep behind the wheel of his car.
Like a bunch of times?
Caught that bathroom?
Yeah, he's had a rough go of it. Well, he thinks he may have zeroed in on what his problem is, and said now, in a BBC radio interview, he's trying to cut down on his pot use.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pot. That's the problem.
He says, I'm constantly trying to smoke less marijuana. I'd like to take less, and to a degree, it's a problem. Yeah, if you pass out behind the wheel of your car in an intersection, then maybe you're smoking too much pot.
Or it ain't just pot.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Seriously. If you're smoking as much as him, you could easily just fall asleep at a moment's notice.
Yeah, could be.
Especially.
Excuse me, it's been brought to my attention that a few bad apples out there are smoking marijuana. I've got news for you, my friend. Marijuana's illegal, not cool. All right, then.
I think Britney Spears is a bad mom. Wait till Paula Abdul gets in on the act.
Oh, no, she's not pregnant.
Well,
no.
According to the San Francisco Gate.
Huh?
She. San Francisco Gate?
Oh, Gate.
Yes.
You're gay.
She is in love. She's got a new boyfriend named JT Torrigiani.
I wonder if this is the one that we saw at the end of her reality show.
Oh, Lisa, please don't tell me you were watching her reality show.
I had to. It was a wonderful train wreck.
That won't last.
Paula says she can't wait to start a family.
Oh, no.
That's what her plan is.
Can you imagine that?
Parenthood is definitely the next step in her life, she says.
No.
She's in panic about everything.
She'll never stop crying.
No.
At the age of 45, of course, doctors are concerned she might have an adult if she gets pregnant. But,
I don't think that's how it works.
We'll have to wait and see how that goes. See the Bret Michaels reality show, Rock of Love? Did you see the end on Sunday?
No.
No.
He chose Jessica.
That a surprise? Or?
She's the one with the pink hair.
Okay.
He chose her over stripper Heather. And Heather is pissed.
Uh-oh.
She wrote an angry blog on her MySpace page about the event, accusing producers of editing out a lot of footage. And that made her look callous, self-centered, and shallow.
That's what it was. It was the editing.
They cut out all the charity work and love that she did.
But Bret Michaels was there while it was happening. He didn't watch the show, so why wouldn't he choose you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You're Calisef-centered and shallow. And he recognized that and then moved on.
That's funny.
God bless America. That's all I got to say. Good thing we don't live in China, huh? Are you with me?
Hi!
Down with China, right? Yeah, right? Down with China.
Why are you saying
okay.
that?
The Chinese government is banning all sex sounds from the television.
What?
Banning
sex
all sex
sounds.
We're coming right behind him, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Soon I'm going to be putting a flower in a giant tank in Carthay Square here in Los Angeles. Apparently, they are trying to put on a good face for a very important Communist Party meeting next month.
Right.
And so all commercials or programs that contain sexually provocative sounds are banned.
I wonder what that means. Is that like...
Are there a lot of them?
I don't know that there's a lot of that going on now, Ralph.
Probably not. Also, any tantalizing language must be removed. Any advertisements for breast enhancements or female underwear are banned.
No Victoria's Secrets? Are they out of their minds?
But the Viagra's okay, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Never let that go.
Even the commies need a boner. And any shows that surround sex-related drugs, products, or medical institutions will also be banned.
Wow.
Good times. Good times on China TV.
No kidding.
Don't trust the yellow man!
That's what I'm saying. I don't know what to think of this, but they're going to remake The Karate Kid.
What?
Oh.
To a lot of people, that's like rewriting the Bible right there.
But when was that, 80s?
Early? 1984, Kevin. 84? Wax on, wax off.
Sure.
Will Smith will be directing.
Oh, no.
You know why he wants to direct?
Because he's going
to
be starring?
No.
Because he's got a 9-year-old son named Jaden.
Right.
Jaden co-starred with him in that movie where he was like the
Happiness.
Homeless accountant or something.
Yeah. Whatever that was, yeah.
And Jaden will be the new Karate Kid.
No!
Is Wait, he too
a new
young?
Psycho Mike
He's
would
nine?
Like that. Yes.
By the way, Psycho Mike, that's his Bible.
I know.
Kid.
I know he lives by...
The kid is adorable, but he's too young,
he's
isn't
no
he?
Ralph Macchio!
Word.
Yeah?
Have you seen Ralph Macchio? He could still play 14 today. Like, he could come back and star in The Karate Kid all over again. You wouldn't even blink.
Totally.
It's very weird, this kid's genetic makeup.
Are they talking about doing it right now while the kid's nine?
Yes.
Wow.
Going into production soon.
That's weird.
Jaden is a karate kid. I wonder if you know what happened? Will Smith saw his kid taking karate lessons or something down at the mini mart and said, oh, wow, I could put him in The Karate Kid. Let's just buy the product up and just make it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to get.
Huh.
How do you feel about that? And don't be duped by all the Eva Longoria sex tape talk.
There isn't
one? Not true.
Well, put one out then.
According to all the research, Eva's just the latest celebrity to be hoaxed regarding sex tape. You'll notice it's supposed to be all over the internet. A lot of adult sites are claiming to have the Eva Longoria, Tony Parker honeymoon sex tape. However, what happens is there's no sort of free preview. You have to input all your information or download a license in order to see it. And what they send you apparently is a sex tape with a lookalike in it, an Eva Longoria lookalike, but then they've got all your information and sometimes they've got Trojan horse viruses to get into your computer. So be very careful if you're tempted to look at the Eva Longoria sex tape, because according to all sources and everybody who's done some research on the product, it is indeed fake.
That's a good tip. Because she is the hottest midget in the world. I mean, a lot of people want to see that.
Yes. Psycho Mike, by the way, his computer's just frozen now because he tried to download it. And
he looks very sad over there in the
corner. Screen melted. Oh, crap. What did I do? Today's celebrity birthdays, actress, talk show host Kelly Ripa. Live with Regis and Kelly. Of course, she's 37 years old today. Lorraine Bracco, who played Dr. Melfi on The Sopranos for all those years. Tony's psychiatrist. She's 53 years old today. Sting, lead singer of The Police, is 56. And Don McLean, who gave us the classic American Pie, one of the great songs of all time.
Hate that song.
He is 62 years old today. And to celebrate, I'd like to sing it in its entirety.
Nope. Gotta go.
It runs about 9 minutes. So please sit back and enjoy
We don't have
American
that kind
Pie.
Of time, Ralph. I'm sorry.
A long, long time ago,
We really don't,
I can still remember how the music used to make me smile.
That's the showbiz beat.
And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
Harvey Levin joins us on the phone. Good morning, Harvey.
Morning, guys. Morning, Lisa May.
Hi, Harvey.
Hey, Ralph. You finished American Pie? I just got out of the car.
He just finished it about 2 minutes ago.
Got it.
Harvey, why'd you take Britney's kids away from her? Why are you a mean bad man?
Didn't do it. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, what?
Unbelievable.
Tell us about all of the things that she was supposed to do and she didn't.
Well, she didn't do anything. I mean, the judge ordered her, I think it was September 17th, he ordered her to enroll with a drug counselor. She didn't do it. Ordered her to take drug tests. She didn't do it. Ordered her to enroll in parenting classes. She didn't do it. Ordered her not to drive the kids unless she had a valid California license, and she didn't follow that order either because over the weekend she didn't have a license and she was driving the kids around. And she was ordered to sign the judge's order, and she didn't do it.
Wow.
So basically, you know, she thumbed her nose at this. He's actually a court commissioner, and he's a really good guy and a really fair guy. And basically, he realized she wasn't going to listen. It could endanger the kids, and he took them away.
Now, is this? I know we're all guessing at this point, but do you think it's that she doesn't care if the kids got taken away, or she just figured she was a celebrity and could get by not doing whatever he says?
Now, I think she loves the kids. I don't think there's any question about that. But I do think that, you know, her world is everybody has always said yes to her, and she's never matured. She doesn't feel responsibility or consequence. She listens to no one.
Yeah.
And you know, I know that her lawyers have really been frustrated because they give her advice on what she needs to do, and she just doesn't follow it because, you know, she's Britney Spears.
And Kevin Federline has been playing this perfectly by being out of the tabloids, very rarely on your side. Occasionally he'll fly to Vegas and do a personal appearance or something like that, but you don't see him out drunk or partying or mouthing off. I mean, he is looking like the responsible stay-at-home dad, perfect for these kids, right?
And it's unbelievable. If you think back a year, you know, well, actually a little more than that, but when she filed for divorce, people hated him. He was just reviled. And, you know, everybody was saying, oh, you know, she got him out of his life, out of her life. She's going to get her life back on track now,
right.
And we'll never hear from this guy again, and he's a slacker, and he has turned this whole thing. It's unbelievable. We put a poll up yesterday on whether the kids are better off with Kevin, and an insane number of people voted, and I think it was something like 77% of the people on the site said that they were better off with him.
By the way, I'm not buying that. I still think he's the same guy. I think he's smart enough to follow his lawyer's advice. But I don't think he's going to be a good dad. Do you really think he's like now?
I don't know about good dad, but I think he's not going to expose them to some of the stuff Britney is.
Yeah, I mean,
better.
She's in Malibu, and there's this crush of paparazzi over the weekend, and the kids are crying.
Yeah.
And so what she does is she pulls around, puts the top down, and then drives back through the paparazzi. So it's just kind of like, what is she? I think, honestly, I think her addiction is to attention.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's a much bigger problem in her life than the drug abuse or anything else, any of those allegations.
I've never heard of that, where somebody drives by, doesn't get enough pictures taken, so they go put the top down and go for another run.
Yeah.
She circled Robertson over the weekend. I mean, it's insane. And I really do think that she's starved for the attention. And you got to know, she knows when she goes out that there are going to be paparazzi there. And she knows what she's doing.
Of course.
You know, all of this stuff is not just an accident or her being Britney. I mean, it is calculated.
We're talking to Harvey Levin of TMZ.com. And tell us about, there's a story on your site about her moving out of her Malibu house and going over to a hotel.
She was at the Peninsula last night. I mean, which is, again, kind of amazing that she apparently deposited the kids with KFED yesterday, and then she goes to the Peninsula, and she apparently spent the night there. She checked in. So, you know, I don't want to be too hard, but from all that I've been hearing, and, you know, I can tell you that everybody in her life professionally has just had the hardest time with her. She just doesn't get it.
Her management quit. I mean, there's a lot of people that just realize
that
that she's not listening and she's bad for herself. Do you think it's possible that she doesn't know yet that her kids have been taken away?
No, she knows.
Okay, just checking.
But you know what? I think she thinks it'll just be made right. And you know, I mean, by some kind of magic, or she's all, listen, the problem when you are that young and that famous and that rich, when everybody says yes to you, is you just don't grow up.
Yeah.
And,
sure.
And we've seen it with so many people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. It's probably even a bigger problem in sports.
Sure.
But with, you know, with somebody like her who's been famous since she was a little kid, I don't think she has any grounding.
Now, I know you only have a moment left for us, Harvey Levin. Don't forget the TV show, 6:30, Channel 11, each weeknight, the TMZ TV show. Let me ask you this. Now that the judge has taken the kids away, given them to KFED, does he have any other repercussions of things that he can do to Brittany to punish her for disobeying his orders? Is there a contempt charge likely or anything else from the judge?
No, I mean, I don't think it's contempt so much. I mean, I think basically, you know, this is all about the kids. I mean, that's why they're having these hearings, and the hearings are ongoing. And she could probably get, you know, 50-50 custody back if she wakes up and does what she needs to do. I mean, this is not meant to be punitive or, you know, we're going to punish her because she – it's not about punishment. I mean, the judge really is looking at the kids, and if she doesn't have the responsibility to do what the judge feels that she needs to do in order to make sure the kids are safe, he's not going to put them at risk. Think of what would happen if something happened to the kids – and he didn't do it.
They should have taken the kids away after her performance at the MTV Video Music Awards. That's when they should have done it. Harvey, you know, we love you. TMZ.com, of course, is the website of record. We know you got to run. You're very busy today. Thank you for working us in.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Why is Ralph waving his arms around with this book? What are you talking about with this book, Ralph?
Because it's the greatest book I've ever read. I feel like
it's
I just want to give...
the greatest book?
I want to give James Fitzgerald just a big hug, and I just want to just say thank you for understanding and for being there and for being my friend. That's
James,
how I feel when I read this book.
Good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning.
I don't know if you can tell, but we do have a smoker on the show, and his name is Ralph. James?
With an endorsement like that, I would assume.
Yes.
James, it's the greatest book I've ever read.
Great. Well, I'm glad you liked it.
It's called The Joys of Smoking Cigarettes.
Now, forgive me for casting doubt on this being the greatest book ever written or the timing of the book, James, but it seems like you're swimming upstream if you're putting out a book today that's promoting the joys of smoking.
Well, why can't I? I mean, that's the First Amendment, and
sure.
I smoke, and there's quite a few other of us out there that smoke, too. So
sure.
It's not that I'm promoting it. I am just celebrating the culture of it as a phenomena that certain people indulge in and other people don't. I mean, I could have put a book out on carbon monoxide, which would have been a little bit worse, which may be the next book. But
The Joys of Carbon Monoxide?
That's correct.
I like Dennis Leary's quote at the beginning where he says, smoking takes 10 years off your life. Well, it's the worst 10 years, isn't it, folks? It's the ones at the end.
Exactly.
You can have it.
Yes.
I don't want those 10 years.
The ones in the wheelchair, the dialysis. It's the worst.
James, does it sadden you as a smoker to see fewer and fewer people start smoking every year? I mean, what is the smoking population in this country down to about 15% maybe is all that's left?
15, 20. No, well, look, smoking is a personal thing. If someone wants to smoke, fine. If they don't, that's fine, too. But smokers tend to gather together and congregate together.
Yeah.
And now that we've been banned and pushed off the beaches and can't smoke in bars and restaurants and this and that, we all have to gather outside. So it's kind of like a little club, and
yes,
smokers relate. We don't just stand there and talk about cigarettes, but there's something that's, we have a common factor.
There is a brotherhood, James.
There's a brotherhood.
We are sort of the last acceptable minority that you can pick on and be prejudiced against, and it's okay.
Oh, no question. It's good to hate smokers. I mean, that's the way the society is. You go to LAX, they put you guys like in a little cage in the middle, a little smoking cage.
You can do it. I mean, other places you can't do it. But I don't think smokers should be classified as the blind men at the gate, you know? I mean, we have our own world, and that's that. And it's not like... I mean, there are big advocates of fighting all of this different stuff and blah, 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 blah. But I don't know. I just like the culture of it all. I like the fact that cigarette smoking and advertising are very akin, very close. They both kind of started at the same time in this country.
Right.
With print advertising and things like that. And then, you know, we got to remember that it was really big on TV for a while. The Flintstones smoked, you know?
Yes, they did.
They did?
There was a commercial for cigarettes with starring the Flintstones.
I had no idea.
You can see it on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's great.
And then Bob Hope would have a show, and he would smoke a cigarette, and then they would smoke during the program. Everyone smoked. And I guess the last cigarette ever smoked was Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the last thing. But And I went to a hilarious show where they showed cigarette ads the whole time over in the cinema in Queens.
Oh, no kidding.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And those ads were a minute and a half long. Can you imagine how long that is?
I'm
fascinated by page 95 where you have a chapter on pets and how to teach them to enjoy the joys of smoking.
Yeah.
James, come on.
Well,
that's just wrong.
Lisa, you haven't lived until you've seen a smoking rabbit. That's the best thing I've ever seen.
Want to see that.
Yeah. Well, there's a rabbit, fish, and a frog.
Oh, yeah. James.
Why shouldn't they enjoy the delicious taste of a nice cigarette?
James, I have a question. Have you ever tried to quit smoking?
Oh, I've quit. I've quit for 2-3 years. I've gone off and on, off and on. I mean, you know, it's okay.
That's the same with Ralph. Ralph, he'll quit for a while, and then he'll all of a sudden be smoking. And we go, hey, I thought you quit. He'll
The joys of smoking, Kevin. Exactly the name of this book. You know, he talks about the downfall, which I think of all modern civilization, especially here in California where we are, James, in 1975 when it all started to swirl down the drain, when you couldn't smoke in supermarkets anymore.
That was it?
Yeah. Oh, 1975, they said you couldn't smoke in supermarkets, and I think that's when it all started to go down. You couldn't smoke in movie theaters anymore, public transportation. That's when it all started to crumble.
Well, shopping's so boring. If you can't smoke, it's really just dull.
Churches, synagogues, things like that. They're
it's all
gone.
That ugly cancer talk, though. I mean, that's probably why people are trying to...
It's cancer talk, and it's also the garbage.
It's also, garbage, sure.
Yeah, well, when they did it on the beaches there, that the main thing that they were complaining about was not the smoke, obviously, because it blew out to sea, but it was the garbage, and that's where they are. But, you know, just walking down a city street or driving in your car, you inhale more carbon monoxide, more deadly things than you know, the cigarettes will ever do to you. See, but it's different for
You're just making that
person.
Up now.
No, but it's different for every single person, you know. Some people die early in different circumstances. We all have different chemistries and all that sort of stuff. So, Pablo Picasso smoked 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes until he was in his 90s.
Right, but let's be clear. You're not saying that just because there are exceptions that there's not health risks with smoking, right?
No, I'm not advocating anything. I'm not even getting into the health part of it. I don't address the health part of any of this in this book. I'm talking
you
about
can't and write The Joy of Smoking.
No.
It's a given. It's a given. It's bad
of
for
course,
you. But I think what James is saying is he's not trying to get people to start, but there are those of us who smoke who would like to read about the history and the advertising and then the community of the smoker.
I like chapter page 104. You have a chapter on posing. With a cigarette.
That's a lot to do with it, you know.
Holding it
the right
way.
People hold it the right way, and they use them as expressions. Sure. They use them like little batons sometimes. And, you know, we watch, you know, the movies have a lot of cigarettes in them, by the way, which about 75% of them are always Marlboro. So you got to think there's some sort of product placement there. But there was something the other day about how there was a movie in which the person in the movie put the cigarette out in the soup as a claim of something. I can't remember what it was, something in the disco era or something. They said if they did that movie today, they'd have to put gum there because they wouldn't.
Eastern Promises, the movie that's out right now with Viggo Mortensen, he puts out the cigarettes on his tongue. Is that something you cover in the book, James?
Not yet.
No. Maybe for the sequel.
Well, actually, this book I did originally in 1983, and then I redid it this year, but it was a completely different book. I mean, I had a real long chapter on how to be a convivial person in your office using cigarettes, and you would walk around to different offices, and you would learn that some people smoke filters, and some were menthol, and some were this, and you would bring those cigarettes to go talk to people. And I used to work in a company, and we'd sit down for editorial meetings, and the guy who led the meeting would come in with 3 or 4 packs of cigarettes and put them on the table, and we'd all light up, and then we'd have our editorial meeting.
Oh, sure. God, it sounds like
tell me
heaven.
Tell me about smokingdate.com.
Well, I was cruising around the internet, and I thought, oh, wow, there may be a place where smokers can all go and, you know, meet. There actually is a place, but I thought smokers... Well, it was just a dating service, really, but they were using the whole thing of smokers, and I guess it would be all smokers that were getting together with other smokers to date.
Kind of a dating site specifically for people who smoke.
Yeah, but there's a really good site called the Smokers Club, and in it they have forums, and they have old films, and they have people smoking, and they have the laws in all the different states. They, how to fight back and this and that if you get arrested for smoking. I don't know, all these different things. And so there is a little constituency of people out there that are still enjoying cigarettes and enjoying the joys of smoking them.
I love that James gives you a how-to guide on how to light a cigarette using almost anything, from you know, from a candle to a regular Bic to off the stove in the morning so you don't burn your eyebrows off. I mean, it's really useful.
The book is for the smoker on your Christmas list. The Joys of Smoking Cigarettes is what it's called. James Fitzgerald is the author, and this is available everywhere, online, in stores, all over the place. Right, James?
Yes, that's correct.
Fantastic.
Well, speaking about Christmas, you know, Chesterfield 1 year or 2 or 3 years decided they would make a very big deal about Christmas, and they had all these ads with Santa Claus, the traditional Coca-Cola Santa Claus, but instead of gifts in his bag, he had cartons of Chesterfield.
Yeah, sure.
And then they had a whole thing of him decorating the tree, and instead of ornaments, they were putting packs of Chesterfield down. Now, that used to be a very big gift, a carton of cigarettes to, you know, the doorman or something like that. Well, I don't think it's a big gift anymore.
Yes, it is. It's a great gift.
Oh, anybody, it is a great
anybody
gift.
Anybody out there thinking of something to get me for Christmas? American Spirit Ultralights.
Done.
That's
all. That was easy.
All right. James, thanks for coming on the Kevin DeBede Show today. Good luck with your book, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, bud.
Hey, we're talking to Satan between 7 and 7:30. I'm not talking about Mr. Weatherby. I'm talking about the actor Ray Wise from the show Reaper coming up.
Oh, so good.
That show's on again tonight on the Qua, so stick around for that.
CW.
It's 6:54. Or the CW, if you're not hip, right? 6:54, Ralph's here with the show. Be speaking. Morning, Ralph.
Yeah, Bean's the barometer of hip.
That's where we That's turn for to sure. for hipness.
If you haven't seen Reaper, you may remember Ray as Laura Palmer's dad on the legendary TV series Twin Peaks. He was also brilliant on that show.
Yep.
He's pretty much good in everything he does.
He's good.
Yeah. Remember in Good Night and Good Luck, the George Clooney movie?
Oh, yeah, yes.
About Edward
R.
Murrow. He was the anchor who was going to be That's fired right. because he was too liberal, and Joe McCarthy came after him and pushed him off the
That's
air.
That's right.
The guy's just been great in everything he's ever done.
Speaking of catching cancer from watching a movie, by the way, that was the one.
Oh, my God.
A lot of smoking going on in that newsroom.
Before I get to celebrity news, let me give you some tickets to see the special K-Rock screening of We Own the Night. Stars Joaquin Phoenix, Mark Wahlberg, Robert Duvall, Eva Mendes. Pretty good cast.
We may be out, Ralph.
What?
Hang on a second.
Are we out of those tickets? Can we give them away or no?
No.
No?
Gave away 5 the first time. We're out.
That's it? It says here... See, for each Ralph Showbiz beat, 5 winners get. So I assumed it was for each Showbiz beat.
I don't know. I'm just being told.
I guess I should have spaced them out then.
I guess so.
I'm glad they waited to tell me until I was in the process of giving them away. That makes for good radio.
Hey, those of you calling, don't call.
Yeah, don't call.
Sorry.
Apologize. Tomorrow I'll have more, I promise. And you can call back then and maybe you'll win.
It's a false start.
So, there you go. Well, L.A. County Commissioner Gordon... I love saying that.
No.
Commissioner Gordon ordered Britney Spears to do a number of things in order to maintain 50-50 custody of her kid. Britney had to meet with a drug counselor. She had to submit to some drug testing.
2.
She had to enroll in some parenting classes.
3.
She had to sign the judge's order.
4.
She had to get a new driver's license.
5.
And so, Britney, being the loving mom that she is, did everything in her power to try to retain custody of her children.
Hmm.
Oh, wait a minute.
No.
She didn't do anything he asked.
Not a thing.
Well, she's
not
very busy. She's got a...
Not one of them.
A lot of stuff to do.
She has all that drinking time.
Yeah.
Did nothing.
Fat girl's fat.
Did nothing.
Plus that.
She ate.
So the kids were taken away from her yesterday. She lost custody of her children. And then went out and partayed.
That didn't slow her down.
Woo! Woo!
I'm free!
Woo! What is the Britney Spears death countdown? What's the over-under on her taking herself out one way or the other?
I'm also expecting her to turn up pregnant again any day now.
Start having
another kid.
God, no.
No, she should be...
neutered.
She should be tranked, like in the wild, and then she should be...
Tagged?
Tagged and neutered. Absolutely. Spayed. Whatever they do to the whores.
They don't really do anything.
They don't?
No.
Well, they should. That's what I say.
Yeah.
You know, rock and roll and porn go together, hand in hand.
Certainly.
Sure.
And now it's finally crossed the line where porn stars and rock stars are working together on
Excellent.
Projects. Dave Navarro, our buddy Dave from Jane's Addiction, Chili Peppers, he's directing porn movies these days.
Is that right?
Yes, he is, Lisa May. He's just released his first porn movie for Tara Patrick's company called Broken. Which stars smoking hot bisexual actress Sasha Grey. She stars in it. We'll push the boundaries of adult movies, Dave promises us.
Push the boundaries.
Dave Navarro Broken. I believe it came out this week, so you can check it out. But I'm going to get my hands on it.
How about that?
Dave's a pretty, you know, pretty artistic fellow. I bet it's pretty interesting stuff. Not to mention a lot of sex going on, I'm guessing.
You think?
So it's got that. It's got that going for it. The Eva Longoria sex tape. You've seen the rumors all over the internet that Eva Longoria and Tony Parker have made a sex tape together. Well, don't you believe it. According to the research that's been done all over the internet, people trying to find out what's going on here. A bunch of pay-per-view adult internet websites are offering the tape. However, once you sign up, you give them your information, you download their license, or you download the video. Apparently, a lot of spam, spyware, that kind of stuff gets leaked into your computer.
Excellent.
And what they do is they send you a video with a girl who sort of looks like Eva Longoria, but isn't really. And by then, they've already got your information, and they've already infiltrated their way into your computer.
If you're high or drunk, you might think it's her.
Yeah.
You know.
Close one eye and squint.
Right.
So don't get sucked in.
Rodney, you've seen this tape, right? What is it?
Yes. Kiss, kiss, bang, 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 bang.
Okay. All right, thank you.
A little musical news for Lisa May.
Okay.
Coming to Broadway in 2008, Happy Days the Musical.
Okay, I guess.
What?
I guess.
Are you going to see any goddamn play? You won't go see Happy Days the Musical?
You're so wrong.
You don't
want to
see
wrong,
you don't want to see Fonz? You don't see Fonzie on stage? A singing his AA song.
Is that one of the numbers from the play? I haven't heard about
I
that.
I have no idea.
Are you up for a boxy, Ralph?
What?
The hell's
Sorry.
Going on?
What are you doing, Kevin?
Making mistakes. Well, stop it. Just sit there still. Just be still. Just sit there
he
quietly.
Can't. Look at him. Just
stop punching buttons and tapping and typing.
I can't.
Kevin, God damn it.
Holy crap.
Sorry.
The musical started here in Los Angeles. Actually, Gary Marshall did it over his Falcon Theater
in
Burbank. And it looks like it's going to be going to Broadway.
Well, it must be doing pretty well then if it went
must
to Broadway.
Be doing pretty
must
well.
Be doing pretty good.
Yes,
I was
going to
say
be.
Good, but then it was well.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyways.
She picks the same way Bean picks. If somebody else seems like it, you know, might look good, she goes, nah, not into it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's just certain things that aren't that interesting to me.
But
I mean,
it's Happy Days.
Was, yeah, it's fine. But
compare
50s
that
music
to that
is
crap,
not really.
Me either, but compare that to the crap you've seen.
This weekend, I went to see Evel Knievel, the rock opera.
Now
this
that I would see.
No, but it was for laughs.
That's what
it
I'm
was
yeah.
for laughs. It was very funny.
So yeah. it was an opera.
It was a rock opera.
Excellent.
And Will Smith is going to remake Karate Kid.
Nope.
You remember the classic movie from 1984 about Daniel?
Sure.
Danielson. Taken under the wing of Mr. Miyagi and taught to wax on, wax off, which I think is illegal now. You could get away with that in the 80s, but you couldn't take a kid and teach him how to wax off. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
FCC would be all over you.
Although Dave Navarro is directing.
What? Will Smith will direct, and the movie will star. Let me see who they found to star in this movie. Must have been a long and hard search to find someone to take over such a famous role.
Sure.
Will Smith's 9-year-old son, Jaden, will be playing the movie. There you go.
He's not old enough to wax on, wax off.
Well, kids are growing up fast these days, Kevin. What can I tell you? Today's celebrity birthday is Kelly Ripa. You know her as the host of Live with Regis and Kelly. She's also an actress on a soap opera, I believe. She's 37 years old today. Lorraine Bracco, who played Dr. Jennifer Melfi on The Sopranos, is 53. Sting, lead singer and bassist for The Police, is 56 years old today. And Don McLean, singer who gave us the classic song American Pie, is 62 years old today. And it comes to my attention when I was singing the song in its entirety in the last hour, somehow the microphones got turned off.
Because it's one of the worst songs
ever. No, we heard ever. The whole thing.
I'd like
no,
to,
we heard it.
Pick,
no, no, we
I'd like
heard,
to pick up where
of
I
it.
Left off, apparently, just I'll hit you with the chorus and we'll go well throughout, okay?
It's not necessary.
So bye,
don't feel like you...
bye, Miss American Pie.
Beef.
Drove my Chevy to
don't
the
feel like
levee,
you need to
but
sing
the
all.
Levee was dry. Them good old boys are drinking whiskey
We're
and
really
rye.
Out of time,
singing,
Ralph,
this'll be the day that I die.
Shut up, will you? Shut
the
up.
Hey, Mama said the way you move gon' make you sweat, gon' make you groove.
A lot of Led Zeppelin talk in the news lately, Kevin. I don't know if you've been following the talk of the reunion for that charity event in London next month. And yesterday, Ralph did a story about a theme park in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, that's going to feature Led Zeppelin The Ride. It's a hard rock theme park We said, we got to find out more about this. This sounds like something that might be right up our alley. So we asked producer Lightning to line us up somebody. And I guess we have the general manager of the new park, the Hard Rock Park in South Carolina. His name is Nick Kay, and he's on the line with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Chunky Rock. Good morning, Nick.
How you doing, fellas?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Could not be happier. Very excited about the new park we're going to be opening up.
We were very excited to hear about it as well. The Hard Rock Park sounds like the first of its kind.
Woo! Go rock! Go rock, well, baby!
I mean, of course, they've always used music in theme parks, but rarely stuff like you're talking about, just good old-fashioned hard rock to have people enjoy while they're there at the amusement park. That's
absolutely
a great idea.
Right. You're absolutely right. Usually the park comes first, and then the music gets wrapped around it.
Right.
We're working from the other way. We're going to start with the music and build the park around the music itself. It's going to be quite the experience.
Tell us about Led Zeppelin The Ride.
It's going to rock, baby.
Right.
It's going to be a 155-foot-tall steel roller coaster.
Okay.
And it's going to be about 65 miles an hour. You have six loops and rolls you got to go through. It's going to be truly amazing. I'm very proud to say that Jimmy Page himself named the ride and picked the song Whole Lot of Love. It'll be blasted in your ears while you're riding on it.
Is that right? Fantastic. Okay.
We're so happy to have Jimmy Page and some of the other artists that we'll be playing here actually involved in the planning of the theme park. It's very exciting.
Oh, wow.
Well, now, Led Zeppelin The Ride, that's the one that's getting all the press, but you have an entire theme park of hard rock stuff, right? Who else are you going to be having there?
Well, I'm working with some of the fellas right now. We're in the planning stage. I got Keith Richards here. We're working on a Rolling Stones ride. It's going to be amazing. I think you're really going to be thrilled.
You have Keith Richards there,
did
you say?
I got a whole bunch of fellas here. Yeah, absolutely.
Would you mind if we talked to Keith?
Oh, not at all.
Okay.
Hey, Keith. Hey.
Wow. That's a bonus.
Fantastic.
Hey, stop. Stop doing cocaine. Pick up the phone. Keith, come here. I want to talk to you. Kevin and Bean.
Kevin and Bean. Oh, Kevin and Bean. It's here, man. It's all right. Oh, yeah.
Keith, what is the Rolling Stones ride that's going to be there at the Hard Rock Park?
It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. Jumping Jack Flash.
Oh, Jumping Jack Flash is going to be the song?
Yeah, no, this is the ride.
That's the ride.
You get on top of this tower and you jump right off it into a big pit of fire.
Jump into a pit of fire?
Yeah, jump in and flash.
That sounds dangerous, like falling out of a palm tree.
Hey, wait a minute.
who else is there, Keith, that we can talk to? The manager?
Bob Dylan's right here.
You're kidding.
Bob Dylan's there, too?
Mm.
Bob!
Hey!
Hey, how's it doing? How's it going?
Yeah,
we haven't talked to you since your show about shoes.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Now, Bob, you're going to participate in the Hard Rock Park 2 in South Carolina?
Yeah. Blowing in the wind.
What's your
blowing
ride?
In the wind.
Blowing in the wind?
Blowing in the wind.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what is that?
Hang glider.
A hang gliding?
Yeah.
Ride.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, get in it. It goes, wee, 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 wee. Fly in.
Sounds like a lot of fun. All right, we'll look forward to that. Who's next standing by?
You land miles away from the park.
You land miles away?
The only problem we have is trying to figure out how to keep people in the park.
Well, that seems bad.
That doesn't sound good.
The wind takes you, and the next thing you know, you're in North Carolina.
A long shot.
Yeah, that's a design flaw right there is what that is.
Yeah.
Right. Who else is standing by there, Mr. Dillon?
Hey, Paul McCartney right here.
Oh, Paul McCartney.
Hey,
fantastic.
Paul.
Wow.
Yeah,
how about that?
What are you saying?
Unbelievable.
I don't
know
what you're saying. Down there on the phone. I still don't understand what you're saying. Down on the phone. You got the phone? No,
Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hello?
Hey, Paul.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Kevin and Bean from K-Rock. How are you?
Kevin and Bean, how are you? I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Neither could we.
We don't either. What are you doing there at the Hard Rock Theme Park in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina today, Mr. McCartney?
I set up a ride to celebrate my divorce with my ex-wife.
Oh, excellent.
It's a three-legged race. Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Axl Rose is here. Axl.
Axl Rose.
Kevin
Bean. Wow. Okay.
Hello,
wow.
Kevin Bean. How are you doing today?
We are good. Axl, how are you?
I'm glad to hear that. Good to talk to you.
Now, what's your part in the Hard Rock Park?
Welcome to the Jungle Cruise ride.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Oh, Jungle Cruise. Okay,
get
sure.
Get in the dog, all kinds of snakes and alligators, and it's really scary.
Okay. Wow. That sounds like fun, I guess.
Hey, it's Pete Wentz. Hey, Pete, come on. Get on the phone.
Pete Wentz.
Oh, no, not from Fall Out Boy. Really?
Hello?
Pete?
Yes.
How you doing?
Dance Dance.
Is that the name of your ride or attraction?
It's a big hall, right? But just dance dances. Dance.
Why haven't you been killed by Axl Rose and Jimmy Page right now? That's what I want to know.
Okay, all right, dancing.
Dance.
Who else is there, Pete?
It is Elvis.
Elvis.
Hello.
Elvis?
Elvis, man. How you doing?
We're doing good. What are you doing? Are you helping out with the Hard Rock Park?
I'm helping come up with an idea of how I can fit into this whole thing.
Okay.
You mean you're trying to think of a theme park ride that you can contribute to the park?
Yeah, and we're having a hard time, man. So far, they come up with the King's Throne Room.
Yeah, that's not...
Yeah.
It's a bathroom, man. Yeah.
That's not how people want to remember.
I don't want to be connected with no bathroom.
No.
I don't believe you.
Because the next thing you do, you strain and take a dump, and you have a heart attack.
Right.
Yeah, nobody wants that. That's for sure.
Elvis?
And that's no good for anyone.
No, it isn't. That's great. All right, is anyone else there, Elvis?
Just our greeter. The greeter at the front gate is here.
Oh, you have a greeter, kind of like Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a little program we got here. We're trying to get the elderly and give them an opportunity to stay vital by working.
Oh, like at Walmart. I got
you.
Nice.
Like Walmart, yeah.
That's nice to employ.
We just hired our first greeter. We're very happy.
Fantastic. Let's talk to him.
Put him on the phone. Find out what this is like, working with all these legends.
All right. What's up? Rodney in the park.
Is this Rodney?
Yes, Rodney in the park.
Hey, it's Kevin and Bean from K-Rock. Remember us?
I hate you guys.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Why do you torture me?
Well, we're just curious about this Hard Rock Park. You're a part of it now?
Yeah, I'm going to be a greeter. Godhead. It'd be amazing.
We didn't know that you were going to be there. We weren't trying to bug you. We were just calling to talk about the park, and now we find out that you work there, too.
I wasn't planning on it, but they say a lot of teenage girls will be here.
Oh, come on now.
Teenage woman, I love you. Right. Come live in my dirty apartment.
You still have that dirty apartment?
Come ride the Rodney ride.
Oh.
Wait a minute. There's no Rodney ride, is there?
There is now. In my pants.
Okay. All right. We got to go, Rodney. Well, the new fall TV series are showing up every night. It seems like there's something new you got to try to weed through. You can't watch them all. But I think I speak for the room when I say you ought to be watching Reaper, right? I mean,
yes,
that's the one that we pretty much all agree on as the best new show of the fall so far.
It's my favorite new show, and Ray Weiss plays the devil on that show. Good morning, Ray.
Hey, good morning.
Glad to have you on the show. Thanks.
Thank you. KROQ is my favorite station.
Oh, you've been saying that all morning with every station, haven't you?
No, I haven't. Okay. I haven't said it to one.
They have different call letters.
When I'm back in L.A., I listen to you guys.
Fantastic.
Well, we appreciate it very much. And although we have been watching you for all these years and, you know, 24 and Good Night and Good Luck and so many other things, I don't think we've actually had you as a guest on our show since back in the Twin Peaks days. I remember having you on as a guest back then when we were all so obsessed with that show. And it's great to have you back on another hit show, dude.
Yeah, it's great to come back every 17 or so years.
Now, the Reaper, we spent a lot of time talking about it last week, and of course we had Kevin Smith on who wrote and directed the original episode. But how do you describe it to people when you say, hey, I'm involved in this new show, let me tell you about it? What do you tell them, Ray?
Well, I tell them, number one, it's a horror-omedy.
A horror-omedy?
Yeah,
that's
horror,
new.
Drama, and comedy.
I like it.
All wrapped into one with great special effects, great characters, and very clever writing.
So horror-omedy with a W-H?
Yeah. No, with an H-O.
Oh, H. Okay,
oh,
good.
Oh, well, you could add the sex to it and put the W on it. That's good. And how do you describe your version of the devil? Here's a character that's been played in thousands of TV shows and movies, but you seem to have found a way to put your own unique spin on it.
Yeah, well, you know, I realized early on that everybody had their own conception of the devil, and it usually was the kind of a guy that was sort of nasty and very scary and, you know, the fire and brimstone kind of a devil.
Right.
And I wanted to do just the opposite of that. I wanted him to be a kind of a snazzy dresser who was a friend of man who... who looks good, talks well, and that you like a lot.
It's kind of witty, kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah.
Lighthearted.
And makes you feel good about yourself.
So was it written that way, or did you just bring that entire spin to the audition?
A combination of both. It's written very much that way, but the other actors, I guess, that auditioned for it were trying to put the standard spin on it.
Right.
It didn't really click with the material, and I came in at the end of the process. I was one of the last actors that they saw, and just a few days before they started shooting, actually. And when I walked in, they said, "That's it."
Well, I think it's your—I think your smile, which is at the same time really friendly and lighthearted and evil. I don't know how you do that, but it's all of the above.
I don't know how I do it either, but you know, if you ask my wife, she said it's pretty easy.
Now, Ray, a guy who's been in the business as long as you have and has done so many different kinds of roles as you have, is this the first time you've ever been in a show with a tragic Zamboni accident?
Yeah, I can't think of anybody that's ever been killed by a Zamboni. Can you?
Yeah, well, they're pretty slow moving. You'd think they could get out of the way, but apparently not.
But you know, the guy who was driving it wasn't a nice man.
That's correct.
That's what we heard, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear you're still on the schedule for tonight, so I assume the ratings were good. But how well received was the debut of Reaper on CW last week? Did a lot of people turn out?
It was solid, and I guess, you know, we improved in a lot of the demographic areas that they consider important. I think we brought a lot of young males as viewers. We brought them into the show for the first time for the CW. Male teens and male young adults and between the ages of 18 and 45, you know.
I got to tell you, it's such a confusing time right now with TV because every single new TV show comes at you at once. And there's no possible way you can keep up with everything. Yeah. But this one quickly rose to the top. For me, Sam is the character. His parents sell his soul to the devil before he's born.
Oops.
But the devil doesn't really take possession until he's 21. And these three guys that play Sam and Sock and Ben are awesome.
His friends,
yes, aren't they?
Which is the guy that plays his best friend? Is that Tyler Labine?
That's Tyler Labine, yes.
So good.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
He's absolutely brilliant, that guy. He's so quick and so funny, naturally. And then he adds so much to the written material.
The show is on the CW, which is Channel 5, of course, at 9 o'clock every Tuesday night. And that means tonight. We do have a clip from last week's show, and this is the first appearance of Ray Wise's character. He's playing Satan. He shows up in the back seat of Sam's car as Sam is driving away from a very rough day at work, where he has been able to move an air conditioner with his mind to save the life of his girlfriend, who's working at the same store as him. And this is how he and we meet Ray's character, who is Satan.
Did you like that in there? Thing with the air conditioner, you're like a hero now. My gift to you.
Is this a carjacking? Are you carjacking me?
For this? If it was an Escalade, maybe.
You can have the car.
I don't want the car.
You can have the car.
Sam, I'm not a carjacker. I'm the devil.
See, now that's bad news on your 21st birthday right there. That's not what you want to hear ever.
Not only is the devil in your back seat, but he's calling your car a POS.
Exactly.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely
going to bed at night and leaning back onto your pillow, and there's the devil right next to you.
Yeah, I don't think that would be good.
He just pops in whenever he wants and makes a mean chicken fried steak. Ray Wise is the actor. He plays the devil on a new show called Reaper on the CW tonight at 9 o'clock. Ray, you're doing great work on that show, as is the whole cast. We can't wait to see what happens tonight, dude. Thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you, Kevin and Bean.
Thank you, Ray. Bye now.
Bye.
By the way, next half hour, we're going to be looking for your phone calls of things you wish you'd never seen, things that you saw and regret and have regretted every second since then. They're burned into your mind. You can never forget them. If you could do anything to go back and not see it, you would.
Purge your entire memory just to get rid of that one thing.
Please,
and the
God.
Reason the reason I bring it up is because it happened to Lisa Mae just this morning. I mean, just today, she saw something so horrible, she'll never forget it and wishes she could turn back the clock.
I just started screaming, make it stop!
She did. She turned away from the computer, which is where Psycho Mike pointed us. And it was ugly.
Anyway, that's coming up between around 8:15 or so. We'll be looking for your phone calls. First, though, the Kevin and Bean AFRO line is 323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day. It's an answering machine. You call us, leave a message. We put it on the air like this.
This is my impression of Lisa Mae.
Ask me.
That's about right.
That's good.
Sounds more like Lisa Mae's dog, doesn't it?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Well, you haven't heard me when I'm in the heat of the moment.
That's true.
This guy, when he smokes pot, thinks he's a rapper, I'm pretty sure.
Yo, what up, Kevin and BZ? You the cheesy for cheesy, my BZ. Oh! Lisa Mae is the cheesy. I love you guys. You guys are the bomb, fool. What? Huh? What was I saying?
Alrighty.
We got a call from an actual TV show character.
Oh, hey there, Kevin and Beep. This here's Hank Hill again. Now, God damn it, I want to be there on Friday and sing that little song. Now, don't Bogart that joint. And smoke weed. Damn it, Bobby, not you, you stupid son of a bitch.
I don't know that anyone's ever sounded less like Hank Hill than that guy.
I would sound less like it.
Yeah.
But only by a little, because he was pretty far down there. It is finally the month of October.
Happy October.
Or that. Either one.
Sure.
Britney Spears lost her kids, and the K-Rock audience is broken up about it.
Britney Spears finally lost her kids. Whoa, happy days. Britney lost her kids. Britney lost her kids today. Britney lost her kids today. It's gonna be a train wreck. How dare you take her kids? She's just a human. She's just a human. You have more and more and more.
I'm glad to see some sympathy for a young mother going through a tough time.
Who apparently had time to call us.
My little babies, y'all. Ding, dang. Can you help me out? One is, like, small, and then the other one is, like, smaller. But they're so cute. I love them. But I can't find them. But, oh, my Red Bull is tapped. Oh, gotta go.
Oh, bad news, wow. Britt. Sorry.
They're calling from a club. Remember that song that if we play it, will be stuck in your head all freaking day, whether you like it or not? Chocolate Rain?
Yeah.
Chocolate Rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate Rain.
Yeah, what about Chocolate Rain?
This guy called with a Rachel Ray song. Another hater on Rachel Ray.
Yo, check this out. I'd like to dedicate this song to Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. She's so fat and ugly. Rachel Ray. She likes to say, oh my grave. Rachel Ray.
Wow.
Has a big enormous booty.
Yeah, you stop calling, sir.
Yeah.
You stop that. But our own Omar actually recorded a song about her as well because he wants to take her out just like that.
Rachel Ray. I hate this bitch. Now when I holler Rachel Ray, all I want to do is choke her. Every time she opens up her trap, she sounds like a chain smoker. Using words like yummo, I can't believe this hoe. She's so fat, the last thing she needs is a cooking show. Claiming to make good meals like in under 30 minutes. Maybe her dumb fat ass should be using a time for fitness. She is really fat. She be using words like, oh my gravy. Let's all face it, this big bitch is really, really crazy. And when I see a fat chick, I'm hollering, Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. All I wanna do is take your heart out and I'll fillet. Then I wanna take your boobay and your vajayjay. Stick them in a blender and then hit puree. And you know when I say she's a whore? Rachel Ray. Faking being cheery and happy? Rachel Ray. Can't make a cup of coffee? Rachel Ray. Put a bullet in her knee? Rachel Ray. I wanna stab her? Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. She's really fat. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. Rachel Ray. She'll even eat my crab.
Duck on that! Fuck yeah!
Tuesday morning, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Before I get to all the latest and greatest in showbiz news, I want to give you a heads up about a neat event that's happening. It's called Old Movies for Young People. This is right up Kevin's alley.
Kevin loves the old movies, Ralph.
Well, here's the thing. The goal of this program is to introduce a new Hollywood generation to classic films in their original projected state, the way they should be. These screenings aren't fundraisers and not press events. It's meant to be just re-releases of old classic films that there's a whole generation of moviegoers that hasn't seen yet. It's called Old Movies for Young People. It's brought to you by Microsoft and the Motion Picture Television Fund. It's happening at the Century City Mall, the AMC Theater there. And it will be every Tuesday until further notice. But tonight is the first of the program. It starts at 8 o'clock tonight. It is the 1956 Best Oscar-nominated film, Mr. Roberts, starring Henry Fonda, James Cagney, and Jack Lemmon, which is a great, great film. So if you're interested in catching up on your movie going, you want to see some classic films from years ago, you might want to check out the oldmoviesforyoungpeople.com. Give you all the information you need to know.
That sounds unnecessary.
These are good movies that people haven't seen in a while. If you saw Mr. Roberts, you'd like it, Kevin.
That sounds unnecessary.
Kevin doesn't do black and white per se, Ralph.
Mr. Roberts is in color, you'll have to be happy to know.
Oh, well,
Maybe I have trouble with keeping up with new stuff. I don't have time to go back and watch old movies, dude.
You have the time.
You know my schedule.
You got the time.
I'm busy.
You don't have the inclination, but you have the time.
You know what you
Since your wife left you, though?
Doing?
Less time hitting your head on garage doors, more time going to see classic films.
Yesterday, my head was throbbing like nobody's business. Yeah. And I'm talking about the one on my neck being...
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Who can afford to damage their brain less than Kevin, by the way? He should wear a helmet. We should fit you for a helmet.
I should.
You should wear one of those bike helmets like the short busers wear.
I'm still in pain. 2 days later, I'm still in pain from walking into a garage door.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's funny is that Kevin has for years made fun of me as being accident prone. Yeah. This is being, and of course I'm not. But I did hit my head on something and was knocked unconscious exactly as he described it happened to him over the weekend. I never recovered from it. I still feel foggy from that. It never went away. Seriously.
Great. Yeah, that's what it is.
No, yeah. I'm just telling you. I'm just warning you that I know it still hurts a few days later. I'm telling you, mine still bothers me after 10 years.
Good news.
Yeah.
You should have a doctor look at that, maybe.
And what?
Maybe.
What can they do?
You got some brain problems.
Well, they know that.
I'm talking about him. It was still foggy after 10 years after an incident. Maybe you should get some sort of CAT scan or something. Yeah. See what's going on in there.
I've had all that. I'm a hopeless case. There's still time to save Kevin, though.
We need to have an intervention with Bean, though, that he is in denial about everything that's true about him.
Completely.
Yeah. Denies it all.
Yep.
I'm accident prone, which of course I'm not.
Well, I'm saying he says I'm accident prone, but I'm really not.
All of my body off on a stucco wall while driving a moped.
Don't make us compile a list.
Yeah, you don't really want to hear thrown in your face the list of stupid accidents you've had.
I'm just telling you, I'm extremely healthy. That's all I'm saying.
But accident prone.
Hits his head going downstairs.
That was the one that knocked me out.
Yeah.
7:54. Here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
Britney Spears no longer has to worry about buckling her kids in when she drives them around Los Angeles.
That'll be good for her.
Yeah, it will be good for her.
Take something off her shoulders, you know.
She won't be dealing with her two children anytime soon. At least not if Commissioner Gordon has anything to do about it. I just love saying Commissioner Gordon.
I know, it's funny.
L.A. County Commissioner Scott Gordon has ordered Britney Spears to do a number of things if she wanted to keep her kids. She had to see a drug counselor. She had to submit to drug testing. She had to enroll in parenting classes. She had to sign the judge's order. She had to get a valid California driver's license to drive her kids around. And didn't do any of those.
She didn't accomplish one of them.
No. Apparently, Commissioner Gordon was checking out TMZ.com and saw some video of Britney just driving her kids around Malibu. And he's like, what did I tell her? So yesterday, he called everybody into court and said, okay, here's what's going to happen. K-Fed, you get the babies till I decide otherwise.
Wow. That was some serious, hardcore self-destruction.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure was.
Hey, Ralph, she's lost custody, but can she still visit? Does she still get to see the children?
I'm not sure about that. I'm guessing if she arranges it with Federline, she can come over to the house.
She can look in the window. That's it.
But judging from the latest photos of her partying last night after she lost her kids yesterday, I can't imagine she's too eager to see those kids. She doesn't seem.
Yeah, she wasn't at home weeping over losing her children. That's for sure.
No, she was partying at the Peninsula Hotel apparently. So.
Fat girl's fat
and dumb. I like doing this story just because it makes Psycho Mike furious, but they're remaking the 1984 classic Karate Kid movie. And what if the Karate Kid was being shown in a movie theater, Kevin? Would you say, don't go to that? Oh, it's not interesting? Don't bother seeing that?
I wouldn't go see it.
Classic!
I liked it. I saw it.
Classic.
I enjoyed
film.
Wax on, wax off. I see it on the table.
Ralph Macchio, of course, played the original Daniel in the movie. This time, Will Smith will be directing the film. And he has tapped a very talented young actor to take on the lead role of Daniel.
How old was Daniel? Like 15, 16?
In the original film, I believe he was in his early teens. I think he was in high school.
17 even?
He was in high school.
High school.
Yeah. Will's 9-year-old son, Jaden, will be taking on the lead role.
Oh, good.
If you want to take that kid down in a karate fight, just grab his hair. That giant hair. He's got that. Who's the sidekick? Sideshow Bob? Was that the.
Right.
Rusty's sidekick? That's what his hair looks like.
Yeah.
And
9-year-old.
I've got more details on it. Apparently, starring as Mr. Miyagi, the boy's mentor, Jackie Chan.
Worst ever stupid.
Jackie Chan.
Huh.
Wow.
Psycho Mike will not
Why is he the worst ever stupid? He's a better choice than Jaden.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think.
He's no Pat Morita, though.
Yeah. No, but he's a...
Mr. Miyagi was kind of like stoic, and he always had that kind of calm about him that you knew there was something more going on behind
yes,
him.
Yes, Daniel-san.
Jackie Chan's all wild and colorful and animated. It's going to be stupid.
By the way, a little behind the scenes. Psycho Mike did a gig in Reseda, and no one could understand him because everyone there spoke Spanish.
Yeah.
And so he went into a like 15-minute speech on The Karate Kid. He's talking about like everything that was going on behind the scenes and Ralph Macchio. And it's like he worships that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
For you.
Who will be Johnny? Who will take on the role made famous by Billy Zabka?
Some other 9-year-old kid, I guess.
God damn it!
We can't have him fight a 17-year-old. That wouldn't be fair.
You could.
Like a 4-year-old.
Jaden is getting served by some 35-year-old Marine.
With a gun.
Oh, I can't believe I missed it.
What?
The Spice Girl tickets went on sale yesterday.
Oh. You've been talking about this show for months.
I know. I completely forgot that yesterday was the day they went on sale on the internet.
But you're playing a bean here. You're not really interested in
that. Hey, you know what? Little Skippy, you know what? Sonny Jim, not only was I looking forward to the Spice Girls reunion concert, but apparently a lot of other people were as well.
What the hell?
Tickets sold out on the internet in 38 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Wow. The entire tour sold out. Sold out. 38 seconds.
Yeah.
For the British show, for the one in London at the mm-hmm. O2 Arena,
right?
Mm-hmm. One show, December 15th. They say that 1 million people logged on to try to get tickets for that.
Dude.
In the UK. They had to add 2 more dates, the 16th and the 18th.
But let me make sure I understand, because maybe I'm missing this. If you had gotten tickets and you went to the show, you'd be seeing the Spice Girls, right?
I'd be sitting there going, oh, posh, baby, scary, ginger, sporty. That's what I'd be doing. Yep.
You don't think about 10 minutes in, you'd be going, okay, this seemed like a good idea at
nope.
the time.
I'm going, if you want to be my lover, you got to get with my friends.
This is top-notch gay.
Friendship lasts forever.
Well, there'll be a rich black market for those tickets, too.
Oh,
you'll still have a chance.
It's got to be black market, right? Because Scary's in the band. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not. Some bad news if you're a James Bond fan, a fan of that series of movies. The actress Lois Maxwell, who played M's secretary, Miss Moneypenny, in all those movies, like 14 of them, something like that.
Yeah. Right.
Passed away this week. Very sorry. But she was quite elderly. She had a good life, but she passed away. So we thought, who better to talk to about her and her legacy than the great Sean Connery, the original 007, on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Well, we're very good. How are you?
I'm a little sad, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Well, we thought you would be, and that's why we wanted to call to express our condolences on the loss of your friend.
Yes. She was a lovely lady, mm-hmm. as well as being a talented actress, and I think she'll be missed, not only by her friends and family, but by all the audiences who enjoyed her work over the years.
Certainly. Now, how many movies did you do with Lois Maxwell as Miss Moneypenny?
Lois and I did 6 films together.
Okay.
Uh-huh. She was in the very first one, Dr. No, with me, as well as From Russia with Love, Goldfinger, Thunderball, You Only Live Twice, and then Diamonds Are Forever, my last one.
And you were really close with her?
Yes, we got to be very close together, especially because we did the first film together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And actually, I knew her earlier, even before we started working together.
Oh.
When we used to do theater.
Oh.
She was originally not British at all. She was from Canada.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, okay.
And I was doing a play in Toronto. And I met her there back when her name was still Lois Hooker, was her name originally.
Really?
Before she got married. Yes.
Lois Hooker?
Yeah. Hmm. And it's funny because she sure did like to f***. So it's appropriate that her name was Hooker.
I'm sorry?
What?
What,
she
Sean?
Couldn't get enough c***.
Sean, this is...
Lois loved c***.
This is hardly appropriate when the woman is barely cold.
Well, trust me, she wasn't cold then.
Wow.
She was quite the hot thing.
So you have good memories of your relationship with Miss Moneypenny.
We had some great times, and I'm hoping to give this speech about her at her funeral when we have the memorial service.
What speech? Okay. What you're talking about now?
Yes, yeah, about...
No! That's not the kind of thing you say at a funeral?
That's how Lois would have wanted it.
She would have?
Yes, because that's what she loved more than anything.
Huh.
And I thought it's important to people that know she loved to be bent over and...
Well, again, with her friends and family and kids, you don't bring something like that up in public,
Sean.
Well,
they should know that her mother was a great...
Right, but maybe you could pull some people aside and have that conversation. I don't know that you want to do that at the funeral.
I remember in the shed of Dr. No, she f***ed my so hard once, my literally went up inside my belly.
Oh.
I couldn't for 3 days afterwards.
Okay, listen.
She... me out.
We don't need those kind of details, Sean.
On the set of Goldfinger,
right.
She grabbed a giant gold bar we were using as a prop, and she said, please, this and
Come on, Sean. We can't, do this.
Me and our job teamed up.
Oh, poor Miss Moneypenny. This is terrible.
He used to use her as target practice for that bowler that he threw.
That's a Sean. Listen.
I remember on Thunderball, she gave me a when I was on a jetpack. Almost ripped the teeth right out of her head.
Oh, that's not good.
Wow.
I hit the...
I'm sorry, what?
Sean,
I hit the jetpack, and I skyrocketed up into the air.
Right.
With just her dangling off of my... Just holding on by sheer force of suction.
Like a pit bull. She wouldn't let go.
Just sheer suction.
Wow.
That's how good a... She was.
Okay. Well, we understand, but all the woman's gone now, Sean. How about some decorum?
I'll tell you, she is gone, and the world of is sorry for it.
All right, listen. We got to go, Sean.
God, I miss her.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Connery. Bye-bye.
I'm just saying you don't ever want to see that.
God, no.
That's what I'm saying.
Not ever.
It's the Kevin DeBeach Show at K-Rock 106.7, K-Rock Q, 822. Lisa, how'd your day at work start this morning?
Well, you know, when someone says, oh, my God, there is this website you can't believe. I can't believe I saw it. It's so it's unbelievable. I have to say, what is it? I want to see.
Yeah.
So Kevin comes over and types it up. And so I watch it. And like the first, I don't know, 6-7 seconds are kind of this hot thing with these two girls. And then boom, it turns on you in the most hideous, horrible grossest best, way possible. Way,
and Lisa Mae turned and dove for the floor. And she was yelling, just make it stop! Make it stop!
I wanted it off my computer.
But we all saw it yesterday in the office because Psycho Mike decided that we needed to. And that's what brought up the topic of stuff you wish you'd never seen. Because you're going to be on your deathbed, Lisa, and as your life flashes before your eyes, yes, everything that happened to you in your life, your parents, your family, everything else, you're going to get to that website, and it's still going to be there in your mind crystal clear.
Because it's burned into my brain. Ugh.
And by the way, before anyone emails or calls, no, we're not going to tell you what the website
is.
We're just not.
Because we're not
Kevin,
doing that to you.
I swear to God, do not do that to them. No, don't even joke about it. It's not. Do not do it to the people. Seriously. Stop it. Stop it. All right. 1-800-520-1067. But this is the type of thing we're talking about. You saw something. I mean, for instance, this is me, Bean, who remembers virtually nothing of his childhood. Nothing. Except for, you know, very few things. And one of the things I remember is driving
touched.
By... No. Driving by a very serious fatality collision on a road in the Philippines. A Jeep had, I guess a Jeep had run into a truck or something like that, and the driver had been decapitated.
Oh, no. Oh,
and the dude's head is laying out in the middle of the street.
Oh, no.
And I don't care what age you are, and I happen to be very young at that time, that's an image that you see and you can't believe it's real and you don't forget it. I mean, that's the type of thing we're talking about where if I had the opportunity to go back and maybe look the other way at the time, I think I'd probably do that.
That's because you weren't in Hostel 3 or 2 or whichever one just came out where the kids started playing soccer with it.
Right. Well, it was a much more innocent time. You didn't have stuff like that really at the movies back then anyway. But so that's the type of thing we're talking about. You see something like Lisa did with the website this morning. If you do anything, if you just go back and just erase that moment in your life so you don't have that burned into your brain.
Two girls.
Don't even. Kevin, I swear to
Dude,
God.
Dude, scratch in the throat.
Not
what am I
worth
supposed
it.
To do?
Not scratch. Worth it.
Scratch.
All right. Let's talk to Garrett in Fullerton, 1-800-520-1067. You saw it once. It only took an instant, but you'll never forget it. Good morning, Garrett.
Hey there, guys. Hi. All right. So you know on the show L.A. Inc. With the girl Pixie has her tongue split down the middle?
Yes.
I was watching a body modification DVD, and that came on. And it was something where I was interested in before that, and I figured there was a, you know, a proper surgical procedure to do that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And it turns out, no, it's very, you know, caveman brutal.
Well, they just use an axe?
Yeah, well, you know, I think that might be a little bit faster, but they just took a scalpel, shoved it through the middle, and basically pulled it out.
Oh,
man.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so insane.
And you thought, I need to have that happen to me.
Yeah.
Did you get it done, Garrett?
No.
All right.
No.
Just checking.
But it's burned into your mind. That image of what you saw will never leave you, right?
If I ever happen to think of it randomly, it ruins my day.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, exactly what we're talking about.
Awful.
It's because you haven't seen this website.
Thank you for the call, Garrett. We appreciate it. Let's go to Brian. He's on line 3 calling us from Pacoima. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Stuff you wish you hadn't seen. Good morning, Brian.
What's up, dudes?
Hey, Brian.
saw my grandparents doggy style.
That
was our Santa Monica
Every
guy.
Time.
I love him. Those of you who don't know what that is, there was a cable access show we were making fun of, and a bunch of people were calling, crank calling, and saying Santa Monica, and it was the funniest thing we ever saw. And that guy does it just about every day, and it still makes us laugh. All right. let's go to James, although this scares me. James in Glendale. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, James.
So, how are you?
Good.
About a month ago, I was at dig.com. It's like an offbeat news website.
Sure, yeah.
And one of the links was a reaction to this picture called Goatsy.
Goatsy.
Oh, I don't like the sound of this.
Can we describe this on the air?
I won't describe it. Okay. The screener already forewarned me about that.
Okay, good.
Okay.
But this link had people's reactions to this picture. They had the shot was the back of the computer screen and their faces, and everyone's face was, you know, absolutely horrified by this. Even Ron Jeremy, who's seen some pretty weird stuff in his life, was reacting, you know, had this really disgusting look on his face.
Yeah.
So I Googled it. G-O-A-T-S-I.
All right, listen. All right.
Well, he's just spelling it for people who want more information. But
I know, but you won't let me give our site.
Because I know what your site is. That's why.
Because
I know what your site is.
What do you think this is?
Don't you think what this? You know what this is.
What the hell's wrong with you? What do you think? Ron Jeremy was freaking out about it, Bean.
Of course it is.
For God's sakes.
So don't look at it, is what we're saying.
Unless I can give mine out.
No, please don't.
It'll change your life.
All right, change your life.
In a bad way.
I don't need to.
See, this is funny because you have two warring factions here. One faction are the people that get completely freaked out, and the other faction are the people who love the reaction of those that get freaked out. So that guy, for example, is laughing right now because everybody that goes to that site is going to freak out.
Right.
That's why Psycho Mike brought it up.
Let's take one more before the break. Let's go to Mike in Huntington Beach. He's on line four. And again, I'm going to wish that this segment was not burning my brain. This is going to be the moment that I wish I could forget. 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Mike.
Hey, prepare to be ruined, Kevin and Bean.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyways, 12 years ago, I used to work as a cashier in Costco. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, we have to put all the spoiled product away that was left in the aisles by the customers.
Right.
Well, I proceed into the cooler. And when I pull up the door and I look inside the cooler, I see one of my coworkers with his pants down trying to wreck a Foster's Farm rotisserie chicken.
Yes.
And ever since then, I can't eat chicken. That jerk has ruined Thanksgiving for me, you know, just in case someone's more well-endowed than a small rotisserie chicken.
Oh,
I can't eat turkey either.
That's funny. That's another call-in topic, by the way, things you caught your coworkers doing.
You need to go to the Goatsy site to cleanse your palate, I think.
Yeah, I pretty much quit the next week. I said, I don't need this, because the guy was actually a supervisor. So.
That's awesome.
So who knows if he's all throughout Southern California contaminating chickens in Costco.
Mike, sometimes a rotisserie chicken needs to get taught a lesson.
Yeah, apparently so.
You know
he
what I'm
saying?
He won.
All right.
Against better judgment, we'll take a break and come back with more of your calls right after this on the World Famous Game.
The following is rated MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Yeah.
Let's abort.
Stomach.
Let's abort.
Oh, yeah, that's line five.
There's not enough. Oh, come on. Enough eye bleach in the world to get some of these things out of my eyes, and I didn't even see them. Just hearing the descriptions, reading the emails about things people wish they'd never seen. Let's just not do this.
The topic is stuff you wish you'd never seen, because Psycho Mike came in yesterday and gave us a website, which was
No. We're not going to say what it was.
Uh-uh.
We're not going to say what it was. It's cruel and unusual punishment. It's a violation of the Constitution to give that website out.
And we all dove to the floor in pain, bleeding from our ears. What?
Rodney Bingenheimer.
No, that's not it.
No, that's not it.
And we thought we'd do the topic, but it seems to be pretty...
It's awful.
It's grim.
All right, let's talk to Laura.
Okay.
In Huntington Beach. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Things you wish you'd never seen.
When I was in my early 20s, I was living at home with my dad. I went into his room one morning to ask him something. He had just gotten out of bed.
Hang on.
Viewer
discretion advised.
All right, go ahead.
So he had just gotten out of bed. He had his pajama bottoms on, and his penis was hanging out through the hole of his pajama bottoms.
Oh, no.
It was so disturbing because I was trying to have this serious conversation. I had to keep my eyes, like, up at his eye level, and he didn't realize that it's hanging out. So he's having this conversation with me, and the whole time I'm like, don't look down, don't look down, don't look down. And then I walked out, and I was like, oh, God, I'm blind.
No kidding.
It was awful.
Wow.
And you would do anything in the world if you could go back and erase that memory, but you can't. It's burned into your brain forever, right, Laura?
Pretty much, because I'm in my 30s right now, and there's still times when I'm talking to him, and it, like, flashes back.
Oh, no.
Like, oh, God, I did not want to see that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Thank you for the call. Let's talk to, wow, these are grim.
Some of them are so bad
Some
we can't
of these
put them
are
on.
Grim. How about, can we talk to Pena on in Montebello? Can we talk to her?
Yeah.
I want to find out what this is line 8. Not sexy funny, just disturbing like you wish you hadn't seen it. Like
the reenactments and commentary in this program may contain frank talk of a sexual nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
Peta, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's Pena.
We're very afraid to come to you. Pena, go ahead.
No, 2 years ago I worked at Denny's over in Upland as a graveyard waitress.
Mm-hmm.
And the section that they just converted into the shopping center was at the time a blank lot with just, you know, one of those, you know, 8 feet tall signs saying for sale. And one night we had a guy come in saying, dude, there's a dead body down the street. And my friend and I are like, yeah, right.
Oh, no.
So we took our break and we went down there. And there was a guy who had hung himself on the sign.
Okay, great.
Oh, no. Really?
Like, oh, Lord,
here's what I like about Pena and her friends. They hear there's a dead guy, so they go on their break and head right down there.
Yeah, of course.
They have to go right to it.
And now regret it. Now they've lived to regret it, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, now every time I see that lot, I see that in my head. I'm like, ah!
Yeah, of course.
Sure. Yeah.
It's not as bad as the chick that saw the other dude's, her dad's penis. But
no, of course not.
It was pretty
bad.
That's
the worst.
All right.
See, we can't go to
Jennifer in Riverside, but be very careful. 1-800-520-1067. Things you wish you hadn't seen. Hey, Jen, good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Evan, lovely Lisa.
Hello.
Hi there.
I don't know how you want me to describe this, but I did want to dig my eyeballs out of my head promptly.
Mm-hmm.
We were drunk.
Don't describe it. Just
online.
Don't describe it. Just tell us. Does it have a name?
It's called the Irish Beer Bong.
Okay, that's enough said. Nope,
yeah,
enough said.
A video of it.
Enough said.
Yeah.
Enough said. Enough said, Jennifer.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No.
Where did you see that online?
They sat online, and then they were drunk, so they thought it'd be a good idea.
Oh, no, they
Jeez.
Didn't try to recreate it, did they?
Not a good idea.
Oh,
okay. All right, wow. That's enough
this,
from you,
did we start? We started this, didn't we?
Yeah. We did.
By
Mike
way,
did.
I want to point
Mike
out,
did.
Mike,
I want to point out, the last two calls, Montebello and then Riverside. Is there some sort of a theme as we move along to Melissa in Diamond Bar? Does the 909 have a disproportionate number of these kinds of calls this morning?
You be the judge. Melissa?
Yes.
Hi there. Things you wish you hadn't seen.
Well, I'll know not to sneak up on people now.
Not to sneak up on people.
What does that
people?
Mean?
Yeah, well, I was 12 years old, and I was staying at my friend's house, and we decided to sneak out to go toilet papering.
Right.
And I noticed my brother's friend was over, Brian, and so we went over to my house, and my brother's window is right next to the front door on the bottom floor. So I went up to the window, and I was going to scare them, and right before I said anything, I realized that they were both naked and doing it.
Your brother and this other guy?
Yeah.
And
that's how I found out he was gay.
You didn't know he was gay until that moment.
I was 12 years old. He never came out until I was about 13 or 14.
Dude.
Wow.
Did you let them know that you were there, or did you just quietly walk away from the house?
I quietly walked away and never said a word.
You didn't say boo to try and scare him?
God, no.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a tough way to find out.
Anything.
Yeah, I mean, there are ways to find out, and then there's that way, and that's probably not the way you want to find out. All right, listen, thank you, Melissa. We can't take I can't take that call. We can't take Nicole.
Go check your email then, because it's even worse with the email.
Can't
I'll
take
tell you,
James. Can't take
pictures,
Derek.
The stories.
Can't take Ricardo.
I got to... guy saw a car hitting a horse. Do you want that?
Oh, God, no.
That's something you never want to see.
No, this went south, and I don't know how we couldn't have seen that coming.
It could have been so funny.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Today, not a good choice, but most days, it's better than today.
No more emails, people. I don't
Bean
want
at KROQ.com.
No, I don't want links to your websites. I don't want to see it. I don't care about scatting. I don't care about Lemon Party. I don't care about any of those things. Stop sending them to me, all right?
Lemon Party is an old Trini Lopez song.
Oh, dear God, that's bad.
That was Lemon Tree. But wait till you see this website. It'll be burned into your brain forever. It's
a Trini Lopez reference.
Hey, do you guys remember Nick the Window Licker? You guys remember him?
Yeah, I remember Nick.
We haven't talked to Nick in a long, long while. We got some catching up to do just after
this. This is the worst show ever, by the way. You got Goatsy into Nick.
Yeah.
That's what this hour of entertainment features.
Yeah. Well, this hour was a little weak, but it started with Sean Connery.
Who's repugnant.
Well, it was
and
repugnant.
That foul-mouthed old bastard. Yeah. You let him on the air again. Yeah. Just been bad.
You need to cleanse our palate here a little bit to prepare us for Nick after the news.
I am not your sorbet of comedy, my friend.
Well,
we'd like you to be that right now.
Not your intermezzo.
All right. 8:52, time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
Britney Spears is a big dumb whore.
Is that the whole story?
Yeah, pretty much. Everything she does seems to confirm that fact.
Yeah.
Judge says to her, look, if you want to maintain 50-50 custody with your loser ex-husband, you got to do 5 things for me. You got to sign this agreement that says you will meet with a drug counselor. You'll submit yourself to random drug testing twice a week. You'll enroll in some parenting classes with the loser. And you'll get a driver's license so you can drive your kids safely and legally around the state of California. Does not seem to be an overwhelming list of tasks.
It's not like she has a full-time job every week that she doesn't have time to squeeze that in.
Right.
She's done none of those things. And so, L.A. County Commissioner Scott Gordon, Commissioner Gordon, ordered that the kids be taken away from her and given full time to KFED. Till further notice.
I have a clip from Britney's lawyer.
Oh, good.
Leave Britney alone!
What?
Please.
I was in court.
I can't leave her
Judge
alone.
Wouldn't listen.
She's a big dumb whore.
Why, Britney, why?
Then TMZ's got photos, of course, of her partying last night after her kids were taken away.
Woohoo! Kids are gone! Woohoo!
Wow.
We're going to be speaking with our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com about the deeper implications of this judge's ruling coming up the next half hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. But not only doesn't it look good for Britt, she doesn't seem to care.
DeeperImplications.com is another website you go to, man. If you want to see don't something go really there. Foul,
it'll be burned.
By the way, this was all her idea, wasn't it? It's not like it was an accident. That she was pregnant the first time? Didn't she try to get pregnant?
Yeah, I don't think they were accidents.
From all accounts, she was desperate to have a family.
Yeah.
Or to have, she called them, human puppies.
Yeah, great.
I don't think she actually ever called them that, but that's how she
treats
them.
Hey, how's Reggie, by the way?
Reggie's kicking some ass.
That's Ralph's
I haven't heard much about Reg lately.
Ralph's new puppy.
Doing pretty well. Puppies are just life-changing. I don't know if anyone has that experience before.
Ralph.
But, you know, if you get an older dog, if you get one from like a rescue or a shelter or something, there's a certain amount of, built-in socialization that the dog's gone through, you know.
Right.
But you got to teach a puppy everything from scratch.
Everything, right.
And we went to our first training class last night.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And Reggie is a little skittish around other dogs and other people. Mm-hmm.
Very common.
And trees and grass, cement and air.
What have you done to Reggie?
Nothing.
Why is he afraid of everything?
He's a mental case.
Was he a mental case before you got him or after? That's my question
to
you.
Well, we've only had him a little over a week, so I got
to
imagine.
Hard to tell.
It's probably hard to tell.
But
he loves us. He loves us. He has bonded with us in the most significant way to the point where he really just all he wants to do is either be on our lap or in our arms, which is just adorable.
Right.
But you'd like him to be a little more social, to be out
there.
You don't want to turn a bean. You don't want to go to some little dog island living in a pink doghouse, you know, not talking to anybody, living his life through the internet. You like the dog to be able to experience life a little bit. So we took him to the training class, and he was with the first time for a bunch of other dog stuff, and eventually he sort of warmed up, but we're working. It's a work in progress. But I'll tell you, he's got the housebroken thing down really well already.
Good.
Great.
Which is impressive. He's got sit and off and a bunch of commands already under his belt.
Is he already wearing
a Philadelphia Eagles jersey.
I tried to put one on him.
I knew it!
But he has seen the Eagles this season, and he quickly grabbed the jersey and tore it to shreds.
So, he wants to be a Giants fan this year.
He's got excellent taste. I got to give him that much. So
now, hang on a sec, Ralph, because the great Cesar Milan, the dog whisperer himself, is here. Cesar, what do you think about the about what Ralph's been doing so far?
Buenos días, Ralph. How are you? You must listen to me. You are not being the dog, okay? What you need to do is next time you take your dog to the dog park, okay? Mm-hmm. You take him to the lemon party, okay?
Oh,
and
stop
you introduce
it.
Him. There's an old man who will be waiting at the dog park. And
stop
you take
it.
And you take your finger, you go to his neck, it. And you force him to a certain area near the crash.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Cesar.
Carrick, you. By the way, speaking of trainers, if you are in the market for a trainer, and I don't get anything out of this, I'm in love with this guy. He's amazing. Our trainer's name is Zach, and he owns a place called Urban Tales on Beverly in Los Angeles.
I rented that over the
Urban
weekend.
Urban Tales is another website you can go to.
Very good.
No, but it's Tails, T-A-I-L-S. He's got a store there, and he's also a full-time trainer. And the guy has worked wonders with our dog already in a week. He's already got him to sit and come and all that kind of good stuff, so. But if I walk him now on the lead, and he's great on the lead, too. He's great on the leash. He'll go to the crosswalk, and he'll stop and sit at the crosswalk before we walk across.
Oh, that's the best.
Great. Which is a good skill to learn so he doesn't get runned over.
It's a good start.
But Zach at Urban Tales is the name of the joint, so you want to check it out. All right, enough about me and my puppy. Let's take a look at the showbiz news, shall we? Britney Spears, we already mentioned that she's a lunatic.
Giant whore, yeah.
But this is surprising to me. I mentioned in the last hour that the Spice Girls reunion concert sold out in 38 seconds.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's not even the hottest ticket right now in terms of tours.
It isn't?
No, this blew me away.
How can something sell out quicker than 37 seconds?
Well, I mean, that's really good for sure, a sellout. But in terms of sold out venues throughout the country right now, the hottest ticket, the hardest ticket to get.
Right.
It's not the Van Halen reunion, Spice Girls reunion, not Stones, not 50 Cent.
Oh, I think I know.
Do you?
I believe so.
Take a stab.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana!
Yep.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Miley Cyrus is selling out every venue she performs in throughout these United States.
No kidding.
My kids love her.
The Best of Both Worlds Tour, it's called, and it is sold out in every single venue. Scalpers are picking up the price of these tickets to almost 15 times face value. Some of them getting $500 to $1,000 to $1,500 a ticket.
Dude.
Isn't it funny? How old does Hillary Duff, who's like 21 now, how old does she feel when she realizes that she's, you know, just out there scraping by and somebody like Hannah Montana, so much younger than her, has taken over her old spot?
There is a certain group of entertainers at which their prime age, they peak at around 16, seems to be, and then it's all downhill after that.
Yeah.
Unreal. Plus, you got those giant chiclet teeth, and that threw everybody off, too, I think. That crashed her ticket sale prices. Brad Pitt tells the Courier Post newspaper that Angelina Jolie helps him pick his movie roles.
Oh, good.
I rely on her opinions, he says. She's the best sounding board that I've ever had. I value her opinion immensely.
Boobs.
She's smart, and she loves film as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And he added, I will do anything she says in order to keep having sex with her.
I didn't mention that.
By the way, she makes more bad movies than she does good movies, too. Let's not forget, she doesn't exactly have the best taste in films.
What was the last bad movie she made? Did you see Mighty Heart? That was great.
I didn't see that one.
She made a ton
of bad ones.
And by a ton, you mean what?
Well, I don't have her IMDb.
One with Antonio Banderas.
Original Sin?
Yes.
That one was...
I'm
thinking of
like
the one where she played the TV reporter in Seattle, that one.
Oh,
that was a bad movie.
That was a horrible movie.
That was Ed Burns' fault, though.
That was terrible.
She made a bunch of them.
But she's made some real good ones, too.
Is she the one in Beowulf?
Yeah.
Coming up? It's going to be digitally animated into that one. Pretty good. Speaking of movies, Dave Navarro's getting into motion pictures that feature vaginas. Apparently Dave is directing porn these days. Dave has a new film coming out called Dave Navarro Broken, which is a porn film that he made for the production company owned by Tara Patrick. The film stars Sasha Gray. I don't know if you know Sasha or not, but
nope.
Yeah, it's worth checking into.
Right.
He says that he's really proud of this work, and he thinks it will push the envelope of adult movies.
That How envelope, do you do that?
I was going to say, they've done a lot of things.
That envelope's been stretched for quite a while.
Hey, stretchedenvelopes.com, too, by the way.
That's an ugly one.
That's a good one.
Ralph, let me give you some of Angelina's best work since the year 2000. You ready?
Come on, smart guy.
Well, Life or Something Like It is the one that I was trying to think of that was so bad.
Right, that was right.
Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, I love that movie.
No. Beyond Borders.
Nick Cage stealing cars.
It's not a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Not
fun.
A good movie. Beyond Borders.
I'm more of a
not a good
protector.
Movie.
Yeah.
Taking Lives.
Oh,
not a good movie.
Are you kidding me? I love Taking Lives.
Sky Captain in the World of Tomorrow. Not a good movie.
Kiefer Sutherland,
something called
by the, way.
The Fever. Not good.
Ethan
Alexander.
Hawke.
Not good.
Taking
I mean.
Lives.
She's, I'm not saying she hasn't done, you know, in addition to that, she did Mr. and Mrs. Smith. She did Mighty Heart. She has had some good ones. I'm just saying I wouldn't necessarily count on her to pick all the best roles.
You
That's
would if she was going to be the person having sex with you or not.
Exactly. Well, there is that. And she does exactly. have Kung Fu Panda coming out next year, so that one could be good.
Oh, I love pandas. I can't wait to see it. I love pandas.
Kung Fu Panda.
I think that's an animated number as well.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, you know, most actors have their string of... most great actors actually have a string of just bombs
sometimes,
littered
yeah.
throughout their
career. You
gotta
careers. Pay the bills at times.
But you look at a guy like George Clooney. Time, Gene Hackman.
Yeah, he's
one
got a lot of stinkers.
One of the greatest actors in the history of movies. Yeah. Just, oh, turd after turd
working.
After turd.
He's just laying them left and right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And yet
but name
watch
a bad movie Clooney's been in the last 5 years. He doesn't
Batman and Robin.
Yeah, it was longer ago than that. I mean, that was in the 90s. I mean, say, here's a guy who doesn't pick bad movies, is what I'm saying.
All right, you're right, we're wrong.
No, I'm saying that was 10 years ago.
Leonardo DiCaprio doesn't pick bad movies? You're right, he does. He's got a pretty good track record. Yeah. But he doesn't make that many.
Except for that gay one. That gay one he made was bad.
If you want to work a lot, if you're into working, you're gonna get your some sour lemon parties in there.
Okay, lemon party.
And speaking of movies, it is the 25th anniversary of Poltergeist. One of my favorite films of all time. Talk about your truly, genuinely scary, well-done films. Poltergeist still has to rank up there with
yes,
me.
Yes, it does.
And to celebrate that, they're going to put it up on the big screen for one night only here in the Los Angeles area. So you might want to check it out. October 4th, which is this Thursday, it's going to be at the Century City 15 in Los Angeles, the Downtown Disney 12 in Anaheim, Irvine Spectrum 21 in Irvine, Civic Center Stadium in Simi Valley, Riverside Plaza Stadium in Riverside, the Promenade in Woodland Hills, and the Long Beach Stadium Theater in Long Beach. You can check it out. For one night only, you can catch Poltergeist up on the big screen the way it was meant to be.
That's a great movie.
It sure is. I like that a lot. Craig T. Nelson. He's good.
Remember when a guy falls into a swimming pool and all the bodies are in there? Ooh.
That's Jo Beth Williams that she falls in. Yeah, at the very tail end.
Wow.
Yeah. If you haven't seen it.
That's good.
Wait for that part at the end.
Sorry.
Most everybody's seen it, I'm sure, by now. But, yeah. Remember the creepy little midget lady who comes to clean the house?
Don't go into the light.
I love her.
Carolyn.
Today's celebrity birthday is Kelly Ripa from Live with Regis and Kelly's 37 years old today. Lorraine Bracco, she played Dr. Jennifer Melfi on The Sopranos for many seasons. Very talented. She's 53 years old today. No, she's been married to Harvey Keitel.
She has
okay.
been?
She used to be.
Oh, used to be.
Yeah. Sting from The Police is 56 years old today. Tiffany, singer, now star of Celebrity Fat Club, or whatever she was on recently.
In Playboy, too, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was. Yeah. 36 years old today. And Don McLean, legendary singer-songwriter who gave us the immortal American Pie, one of my favorite songs. And apparently something's wrong with the technical
system
wrong. Here at K-Rock.
This
Every time
blows.
I go to sing the song in its nine-minute entirety, I keep getting cut off. So.
Oh, God, here we go again.
Let me pick up where I left off. Donna's 62 years old.
Uh-oh,
today.
This isn't good.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys are drinking whiskey and rye.
Let's just let them go, Kevin.
Singing, this'll be the day that I die.
My half our audience is already gone.
This'll be the day that I die. No, that's when Paramore's played. That's when they did. Whoa, no, you did!
Only Caveman has the whole country shouting.
Dabba dabba do!
Seriously, don't do that.
First, though, time to catch up with an old friend, Nick the Window Licker, who we haven't talked to, it seems like, in months here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And we'll tell you why in a moment, is back on the phone with us. Good morning, Nick.
What's up? What's happening?
Hey, Nick.
How you been?
I'm all right. I'm good. You know?
Do you miss us?
I've missed you. Of course I've missed
Nick
you.
Nick was a guy we ran into. He called in What It Do Nephew one day, and he's a sign holder. And was very happy with his sign holding, and that's how we got to know him, and we've hung out with him a bunch, and a lot's been going on.
Happy at the time, not so much now.
Not so happy now.
Yeah, you emailed me yesterday, Nick. I had not heard from you in a while, and you said that you had a big job interview. What was that all about yesterday?
I'm looking for a new job, so if anyone wants to hire Nick the Window Licker, I'm a free agent.
A free agent, okay.
Yeah.
What else can you do besides hold a sign?
I'm trying to figure that out. I'm trying to expand my horizons here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just any examples?
I can write.
You can write. Okay.
I can write well.
Now, Nick, we haven't been able to talk to you for quite some time because you were being featured in an MTV show about virgins.
I have nothing to say about that at the moment until the show airs.
Now, we've been trying to get a hold of you and saying, when can we talk to Nick? When can we talk to Nick? And they kept saying, you know, not until after the show airs. Not until after the show airs. Right. We don't want to talk about it because the show's going to air, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I don't know when the show's going to air. But
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on one second, Kevin. Do we have the big Kevin B. Break the News? Do we have that?
No, we do not.
Oh, too bad. Sorry. Back to you, Kevin.
We've been in contact with MTV.
Really now?
Yeah, because we want to figure out when your show about virgins is going to air.
Okay.
Because we have many things to talk to you about. And they told us that the project has been, in their words, shelved.
Shelved?
Yes.
Yeah. Like it's never going to make it to the air?
There's a decent possibility that that's true.
What is that?
That they're never going to use it. But they can't say that in case they eventually want to use some of the footage from it or whatever.
Oh, okay.
So they can't really let you off the hook. But we're here to tell you they're not planning on airing it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it was called Suburban Virgin, right?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Yep.
So we were expecting it in July and then in August and then September. Now
but
it's
was I not good
October.
Enough for them? Did I not live up to their hopes?
I don't think it has anything to do with you.
All accounts, they had problems with the editing. They had problems, with the footage they had and editing it in a way to make a cohesive story that they thought would work in the context of the show they had in mind. It doesn't sound like it had anything to do with you. It's just, you know, Ralph will tell you, he's been in this business a long time. You know, for every TV show that makes the air, you know, there are 10 of them that are filmed. You know, they shoot pilots for and they never end up making it. It's just that's the nature of the business.
Well, I'm not stupid. I know the nature of the business, too. I know, I kind of have a basic idea of how television works, you know?
Well, here are the words that they gave us. Too many cooks in the kitchen. So it's not the, it's not you. It's the people that are above you that are trying to make the show.
Okay.
So they are arguing too much. They don't want to air it, and it's not going to be on the air. Now, the reason that we want to talk to Nick in July and in August and in September and now in October is because Nick the Virgin...
What should I say?
Went to Tijuana.
Yeah.
Oh.
And...
So you can say it, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have legal permission to say it. Nothing bad is going to happen. No hellfire is going to rain down on me. No,
nope.
No lawyers will come and, you know, stalk me.
Well, we can't promise that, but...
Because, I got enough on my plate right now, man. I'm looking for a new job. I can't, like, take no lawsuit, you know?
Okay. We don't believe you're going to get sued because MTV told us the show isn't going to air. So in terms of the embargo about talking to you, that appears to be over because...
Oh. Okay.
It's not like we're saving any stories for
right.
the TV now.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But you're no longer a virgin, and we've been waiting to make that announcement for quite some time.
Yeah, I'm no longer a virgin. No big deal.
No big deal.
You were obsessed with it.
How old are you, Nick?
I'm 24.
24. You have been obsessed for...
Well, now that I had it, can I tell you the truth? Now that I had it, I'm past it. I don't even think about it. It's over. I got bigger problems, you know?
Was it not good?
Wait a minute. Are you?
It was all right, you know? It was good. I mean, I had better days.
Wait a minute. It's the first time you had sex. How do you have
really
better
had
days?
Better days, though. That's the truth.
Is it still the only time you've had sex?
Yeah.
Maybe the problem was that it was a Tijuana hooker. Maybe that.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe
true.
That has something to do with your enjoyment of that particular
might not
act.
Be the ultimate.
Right.
Yeah.
Nick,
did she not snuggle
she was,
with you?
Don't get me wrong, she was cute.
What?
She was cute.
No, she wasn't.
Was she for sure a woman?
Yeah, she was a woman, all right.
Okay.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah.
Which direction was her face looking as you were doing it? Because I'm just trying to visualize.
I don't think she was all that into it, to be quite honest.
Really?
Really?
A Tijuana hooker wasn't all into it?
That's a surprise.
Wow.
Nick, I don't know anything about getting hookers. This is Bean speaking. Yeah. This is way out of my experience. How much did it cost you?
I don't know, like $200, I guess. I don't know.
Dollars?
$200.
Here's the thing. I'm really past it. I really
right. We know you're past
am.
It, but we're not because we haven't had a chance to talk to her.
Of course.
Describe her for me.
She was pretty. She was a brunette, you know?
No. The Tijuana hooker.
I don't even remember her name, man. I don't know what you want me
wow,
to tell you.
Wow, look at you. You just use her up and then leave her. That's the kind
no
of guy you
kidding
are.
No kidding. Wow.
How long did it last?
Long enough. I didn't go in there and like nothing happened, you know?
Right.
No, but was it like a 30-second deal or was it a 2-minute deal?
No,
give us an idea.
It was tantric sex, Bean.
I'm asking.
It was like 6 hours that night.
Was it 30 seconds or was it 2 minutes or was it 5 minutes? What was it, Nick? What was it?
15 minutes.
Including dinner?
There's no dinner.
And getting her a cab? Now, Nick, where do you do something like this? I mean, was it a private room at least?
It was some place. It wasn't even my idea. It was my friend's idea.
Right, your friends. You owe them, by the way.
My friend Mike, who's always been wanting me to like mention his name on the air on K-Rock. So now here I am. I'm mentioning my friend Mike. It was his idea.
You owe him. So how did you meet her when you went down there?
We just went to this place. And,
what
you know,
place?
I don't even remember the name.
Yes,
I,
you do. It was your first time having sex. You know everything about it.
It wasn't that great. No, it wasn't
I didn't
like,
say it was great. It's the first time. It doesn't have to be great.
It was like some place in Tijuana that was, it looked like, you know, a fashion salon, but it was really a brothel, you know? And
it looked like a fashion
and,
salon.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we went there, and there were some girls, and I picked the prettiest one out. We went, and it happened, and that's that.
Huh. Have you kept in touch with her? You call
no
her? Text or anything like that?
Nope.
Did you fall in love with her, Nick?
No.
Did you want to take her home to meet your parents?
No.
Did she speak any English?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, you paid extra for that probably, huh?
Yeah, of course.
Was it safe sex?
Yes.
Okay. Now good that you got that monkey off your back, why haven't you done it since
you
then?
You used seems a like monkey?
No. That's just an expression given. It seems like the first one is the toughest one to get out of the way. Why haven't you considered? Why haven't you continued?
I've been looking for a new job, you know?
By the way, a guy who just had sex for the time says he's too busy to have it a second time had a horrible time.
I know, obviously.
It was so troubling to him.
It wasn't horrible. It was actually pretty good. It was just like, yeah, whatever. You know, after it was done, it was like I was just over it. You know, I've moved on.
Did you enjoy it more than when you're by yourself, Nick?
No, it is better in a person, of course.
Better in it with a person. Okay. All right. So,
did you drive down there the next 5 days in a row?
You know what else I want to mention now that we've brought this subject up? After I had sex, I had a realization.
Yes.
I'm over Alex.
Oh!
Oh! How are you gonna come at her like that?
He's been obsessed with our assistant producer, Alex.
The honest answer as to why?
Mm-hmm. Because she doesn't
Because you met a Tijuana hooker.
He's throwing you overboard for a Tijuana hooker.
I'm over Alex.
What's that? Why are you over her?
All right, you want to know? Here's the honest answer.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Alex has been really, really mean to me. She's always talking crap about me on the air. She's
well, you bug her.
Nice to me lately. It's just
it could be the emails you send me that are single spaced and pages long. That maybe say things like, Alex, you need to get along with me because I'm going to be on the show a lot and we need to be able to work together.
Oh, no.
It could be when you tell me things like that instead of asking me.
Oh, no, Nick,
I don't
do you do that?
Well, yeah, well, congratulations. I'm over you.
Fantastic. Oh, this is the greatest day ever. Nick is over me and Nick is not going to be on a TV show and we don't have to talk to him anymore. Yes.
Alex, this is like somebody quitting before he gets fired, isn't it? Alex, I'm over you. Now you can't be with me.
So, Nick, I like you now.
So no more Alex love. Okay. All right. Now it's the Tijuana hooker.
No, not her.
All right.
Listen, there's good news, bad news in this phone call. First of all, Nick, we're happy to have you back in the air. We're happy to hear about your exciting adventure in Mexico.
You know?
The bad news is, and I want you to wrap your head around this, that the MTV show that we've all been looking forward to is probably not going to air. But I hope you weren't pinning your hopes like that wasn't going to be your big break into show business, and now your life feels empty and shallow.
No, it's just a reality show, you know?
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Yeah,
it's not a big deal.
Reality shows come and go all the time.
That's right. That's true.
Exactly. Yeah. But real life is more important than worried about whether you get on TV or not, Nick. So I just want you to keep your head on straight.
Show business still. I just, you know, not for the reality show route, you know?
Did you get paid for that show?
I did.
Oh, okay. Good.
Okay. Well, that's cool. All right, Nick. Well, listen, now that we're back in touch, we want to hear from you from time to time, okay?
Absolutely. absolutely. When I get a new job, of course, I'll call and make that announcement, you know?
Okay. Absolutely.
I'm going to be Nick the window licking whatever else.
That's correct. You'll always be a window licker, Nick.
Right. But it may be fast food employee, maybe valet at a hotel. There could be any number of things after window licking.
Amazing. How do I not be a window licker anymore? Mm. I want to be cool. I want to be just...
You're breaking up.
I just want to be cool.
I'm sorry. You're breaking up. We can't lose the signal here.
Although you were getting awfully close to cool right there at the end, but I'm sorry, we're out of cool.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
All right, check this out. We're into the month of Rocktober, and here's what you get for being on the air with us today. A 4-pack of tickets to Universal Studios Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights, including a private terror tram ride for K-Rock winners only, hosted by our own Psycho Mike. So you got your Leatherface, and you got your Jason, and you got all the scary Frankensteins and everybody, and Psycho Mike. So it's all in one package for you.
Do you have to do the Psycho Mike part? Can you just enjoy the park without him?
No, Mike's going to be running through going, how many people think I'm good looking?
Am I better looking than Frankenstein? Raise your hand, please.
That's the prize.
Fight, me or Frankenstein? Who's stronger?
Get on the air at 1-800-520-1067.
I could probably lift this tram.
All right, we were talking to Harvey Levin from TMZ about Britney Spears. We have Rihanna from Southgate. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Brianna. What I do, nephew?
What I do to you?
What I do, Rihanna?
Well, I watch TMZ a ton, and I've always watched those tabloid magazines. And, you know, they have parts in there that say that Britney only calls her kids over for, like, 5 minutes and says, plays with them for a little bit, and then she's done. And then she's, you know, the nanny or whoever takes them away.
Right.
I believe she wanted to lose those children.
Well, I'll tell you.
This is her way out.
I'll tell you, anybody that didn't want to lose their kids would have acted differently.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing that baffles me is that in human nature, there is a switch that gets flipped once you have children in most people that suddenly your priorities and perspectives change and you would kill in order to protect that child.
Right.
She doesn't seem to have that gene or chromosome whatsoever.
No motherly instinct.
No,
whatsoever.
But there's a difference. She seems defective in that department.
But there's a difference between wanting to kill to protect and just trying to protect 50% of.
No, I'm saying most people go to that end.
Yeah, no, you're
so
right.
So in order just the idea of losing them or not treating them with significant care, not taking care of that child, seems to be foreign almost to the human animal, let alone, you know, society.
But they pay people to do that. And besides, the kids just totally interfere with her partying. So, you know,
that is
you gotta
true.
Hand them over.
You have to go out at night.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on.
That's why I start throwing the parties at home.
Gotcha.
Get the kids drunk with you. That's what I do.
Thanks for
Thank
the call.
Thank you, Brianna. We appreciate the call. Let's try Michael. He's in Anaheim. Kevin Beans, what it do, nephew? Hi, Mike.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
Hey, I'm wondering if you guys came across this horror movie starring Gary Busey as a homicidal gingerbread cookie.
We talked about this.
Oh,
movie.
Yeah.
I never saw it, though. I meant to rent
the
that. I forgot
man.
To Netflix it.
Yeah, that was maybe the worst movie ever.
It's pretty bad, but it's kind of funny.
It is, yeah. It's an actual gingerbread man that eats people.
He gets the spirit of a killer inside of him
yep.
or something.
That's awesome.
The killer goes into the dough before it's baked or something.
Yeah. Puts his essence in there, you know what I'm saying?
It's just ridiculous, but fantastic.
All right, that's called Ginger Dead Man, if
yes,
you want to check it out.
Man.
That's Ginger Dead
That's
man.
The tip of the day right there.
That's right. All right, let's go to Israel, who's got a big problem. Israel and Chatsworth, good morning.
It's the Palestinians?
No.
What are you doing,
Evan? Worse.
What did you?
I have a problem being on your advice.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
My girl has High School Musical tickets on the Staples on Ice.
Now, when you say your girl, are you talking about your kid or your girlfriend?
My girlfriend. She has kids and her sister. They're all going to the High School Musical.
Okay. Wish them well.
He said
on ice? Yes.
On ice.
Oh, my God.
High School Musical going well. Wish them well and wave them goodbye as they
yes.
go.
Yeah, I should, but I want to ask Bean, how gay should I expect this to be?
Oh, way.
Oh, hold on. Why are you going?
I'm forced to go because I went to the erotica convention. That's why.
Oh, he made a
deal. Oh, that's the trade-off.
What right? a horrible trade-off.
But isn't she already going with her sister and the kids and everything as like a family outing for them?
Yeah.
Well, why do they need you to come along?
Security, I don't know.
Payback. Security. Security. Yeah. You don't want any of those buff ice dancers picking on your family.
We're going on the metro, that's why.
Oh, Israel.
I agree with the guys on this. This is not a show that you are going to enjoy, and you need to find somebody else to go with them with your ticket. I think you need to volunteer to stay home and clean house. Stay home and do anything but go to this show.
Matter of fact, you're not sounding so good on the phone. I mean, I think I sent some congestion.
If you drive them and drop them off, then they won't have to take the metro.
Metro's cheaper, you know? Gas is expensive.
I understand. Holy, you know what? You deserve it then. You just go to the show. Go to the show. God damn it. You're not looking for help.
Enjoy that show, Israel. He's just bragging.
That's what it is.
That's what he's doing. He's bragging.
By the way, High School Musical on Ice really exists. He's not making that up. That's how big this thing is they've staged an ice show.
Oscar in Covina. Good morning.
What to do, nephew?
What to do?
Baby Boo?
Hey, Oscar.
Hey, well, you know Bush and Camel Toe go together. Have you seen Reggie Bush's Camel Toe on the cover of Men's Fitness magazine for this month?
No.
Psycho Mike, have you picked up your cover of Men's Fitness?
No.
I'm not really into the Men's Fitness, but now that I know that his mantle toe is going to be prominently displayed, I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's hot.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
You enjoy. Maybe you can go to High School Musical on Ice with the other guy.
Hook you up with Israel. Thank you.
Speaking of sports, let's talk to Mario in Alhambra. Ralph, I know you're on board the baseball tip. I know it's your favorite sport now.
Go Phils!
You hate baseball.
Cannot wait for the series
to
start.
Ralph, you hate baseball.
We're going to get those Rockies. We're going to shake them.
How about last night's game, the one-game playoff, game number 163 for the season to decide who moves on and who goes home between the Padres and the Rockies? Mario, what about that?
Jesus, what a game. You know, I've just liked the team probably since they took off Raimondo and the Blade. I mean, everything about him, High School Musical, I mean, everything, the farm, stupid vacations.
Yep, we got you.
But, yeah, that baseball game last night was incredible. Bean, I got to give it to you. You're right, man.
So you really hate to take Bean's side on anything, but for last night's baseball game.
I'm sure.
All right.
For folks who didn't see it and don't know why, it was a 13-inning, one-game playoff that San Diego Padres scored two in the top of the 13th, and then, unbelievably, the Rockies came back and scored three in the bottom of the 13th on a controversial throw at the plate. They managed to get the win. 9-8 they won and move on now to face Ralph's Phillies. It was an unbelievable game.
It really was. It was awesome. And it did look like he missed the plate at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, it kind of did, but again, in that scenario, you know, all hell's breaking loose. Everybody's running from the sides. I mean, it's not uncommon for somebody to miss the plate in a game-ender like that, but you don't want there to be any controversy in a situation like that, that's for sure.
Was it the home team scoring to win?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that probably has a little something to do with it. What ump is going to call that one off?
looking in the crowd.
He's out.
He's safe.
He's safe, everyone.
That ump had TiVo to get to at home. He didn't want to go into inning number 14 is probably what was going on.
All right, let's go to Mike in Chino. Good morning, Mike.
What it boo, nephews?
What it boo? Is that the Halloween greeting?
See? Yeah.
Halloween version. Nice. Nicely done.
All right, I like it.
What's going on?
All right, my wife and I went to Los Angeles County Fair on Saturday, and we were confronted by gang members, which, when they were introducing themselves to us, they had everybody had an animal name.
Everyone had an animal name?
Yeah, like, I'm Bird, this is Cricket. This
right.
Is, and I was just...
You know, we don't have
room for that language.
You can say that
on the radio.
Sorry, we can't say the S word, but so you and your wife, confronted by gang members, laughed in their faces.
Oh yeah. We're not even that type of people.
Right. And then,
so what hospital are you calling from this morning?
What's that?
All right, okay. Thanks for the call.
You and your potty mouth.
You hold on.
I like polite gang members though who do introduce themselves before they start robbing from you.
Yeah, where they jack you.
Hello, this is Bird, my friend Cricket, my associate Weasel, and this is Ferret Head.
Ferret Head's gonna begin by kicking you in the stomach.
Please hand over your wallets and your watches. Thank you so much for shopping with gang.
I want to thank all of our guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show, including Harvey the Hammer Levin from TMZ.com. The TMZ TV show airs 6:30, Channel 11, weeknights. Great show. Check it out. How about actor Ray Wise for joining us today? He plays the devil himself on a TV show called The Reaper. Not too late to get on board. Episode 2 airs tonight at 9 o'clock on Channel 5. That's the CW. And thanks to author James Fitzgerald. His book is called The Joys of Smoking Cigarettes. Ralph Garman recommends this book very much.
Greatest book I ever read.
Definitely pick it
up. Better than the Bible. That's all you need to know.
And I think that's it for today, but we have an act. to fast forward to the 6 o'clock hour tomorrow and not have any time off today, I would do
it. Well, here's what happened. I went to see Bean's been bugging us about having somebody on from Friday Night Lights because he loves that show.
Best show on TV.
Before it disappears, it's he wants someone show. On.
I went to see
they're talking about the DVD release where you can get the entire series in a box.
I went to see The Kingdom this past weekend, and the kindergarten teacher in it was so smoking hot. I wanted to come in and book her based on her 30-second scene in that movie.
You wanted to go back to kindergarten?
Same girl.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Just found that out.
So now everybody's on board.
Minka Kelly on the program tomorrow.
Well, the name like Minka, she's got to be good.
She plays Lila Garrity on Friday Night Lights, and those who watch the show know who I'm talking about.
Both
she's unbelievably hot. And Mike, didn't I come in every single week last year when that show was on and say Minka Kelly's the hottest chick on TV?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And I'm right.
Ad nauseum.
Coming back Friday. This Friday is the season two debut of Friday Night Lights, and we'll talk to her tomorrow morning.
All right. Also on tomorrow morning show, we have George Carlin. Comedy legend.
Dude.
He's going to be telling you about a show that's coming up at the Gibson Amphitheater on, I believe it's Friday.
What do they call it, a show? I'm not showing anything. I'm talking, but no one seems to show a word. If I can't show a word, how are you watching something? It's weird, man.
Plus, if you're having trouble cheating, we're going to have a website that'll help you out with that problem.
Oh, yeah. Excellent.
Yes.
I was saying to the wife the other night, honey, I wish we could cheat more. I wish there was some sort of website that would just help us cheat.
Bean has Asperger's. We're going to try and get into that.
I don't have Asperger's, by the way.
And yet 100% of the things apply to him.
You're apparently, so Dr. Drew. Denial. Apparently, Dr. Drew has diagnosed me as having Asperger's, and what does he know? He's wrong.
Dr. Drew, a guy who you say knows everything mm-hmm. and is right about everything until he talks about you.
Except for this.
Right. And we got a new K-Fed song tomorrow morning. So
well, he's got probably a lot to say about...
Being a new father.
Yeah, full-time
fatherhood.
Full-time
father.
Cat Corbett is coming up next. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock straight ahead. How about some Linkin Park? How about Cake? Pennywise, the new one from Beck called Time Bomb, Audioslave, Paramore, and more right after this on K-Rock.